Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Tonight, we have Hellbent joining us once again. Welcome back, yeah. Hellbent.
Hello.
And we also have Dusty the Cockatiel.
He's a beautiful bird.
And in the background, Dusty's owner farting, more than likely.
Oh, no.
Yep, there he is.
Gaseous clay.
Yeah. So, man, we have a whole lot to talk about tonight. Before we get into that, just going to mention something right now. Please download the Brave browser if you haven't already. The link is down in the description. It helps out the show a ton. You don't have to spend any money to use it. It actually saves you money. People have told me, thank you, Ben. I dropped YouTube Premium because I can do everything I do with YouTube Premium through the Brave browser. Thank you so fucking much, Ben, for telling me about the Brave browser.
I'm not sponsored, but Brave actually solved an issue with the Discord screen sharing. I was able to share my screen with sound because of Brave, and all the other browsers wouldn't work. So there you go.
Well, wow. There you go.
Actually better. I got it without even knowing about your sponsorship.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a link in the description. We get a kickback of basic attention tokens when people download it. And, you know, when people use it, they get ad pop-ups. And when they choose to send us their bats at the end of each month, it helps support the show without them having to give us any real money. So that's why we do that. One other thing to plug. Join our Discord. Our Discord is way more active than it was a week ago. Our Discord's crazy more active. And we'll talk about some of the reasons why, probably. There's a link in the description to join the Discord. You should be able to join it. Let us know. And I've been doing more late night voice chats with just people in the Discord. So if you want to talk about cool stuff, I'll probably pop in from time to time. I've been doing that lately because we got to set some fucking records straight.
Oh, I'll try and pop in too.
OJ style.
Yeah.
I'll go in there every once in a while and there'll be nobody in the audio and I'll jump in and then like one or two people will come in and be like, her, bro, here. You're fucking pretty. And you know, that's it.
Sometimes you just have to invoke the power of at everyone. You have it. You have the power of at everyone.
The power of at everyone?
Yeah, yeah. That's how you...
No one man should have this much power.
Not only one man has it. There's a few others, but you have it too. So those are the only things we want to plug. Now we're going to talk. I already talked about some of it on the last TAP episode, so I've said most of what I already want to say, but you haven't been on the show. So now you get to talk about how people were blaming us for someone attempting to swat Jared.
Jared Genesis.
Jared Genesis, yes.
The gentleman who said that 8-year-olds can consent. The gentleman who said that he would date someone as young as 8 years old. Age doesn't matter. The gentleman who actually messaged underage girls trying to get them.
Allowed, like on big platforms.
Yeah, the one that publicly posts this shit.
So he was posting this stuff publicly, and we were like, hey, we need to raise awareness of this.
Yeah, and I took a video.
It's like some kind of small channel with like nothing on it. And
I took a video that he made.
Well, yeah, that's what it was. And then, go ahead, Billy.
I took a video that he made himself, and I posted it in a chat room with a bunch of other creators. Keemstar was in there and said, hey, this guy's talking about hooking up with 8-year-olds. And then Keemstar posts it on Twitter and says, hey, YouTube, this guy's pretty fucked up. Probably keep an eye on him or something. And then
that's just the tip of the iceberg with that stuff, man.
And then everybody's like, yeah, this is pretty fucked up. And everybody pushes it out, shares it like crazy because it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it gained a ton of traction.
I've heard some of the words spoken in there, and I don't believe it to be a lie. Him said, like what you said there, just anything you mentioned there, any one of them would be enough to say, fuck this guy, get him
out. Some people think because we shared this, that we're responsible for Jared getting swatted.
It was a swatting attempt.
The police came to his house because, you know, he got immediately put in the public eye for saying some really fucked up shit. Some shit that I didn't think was a joke, because 8 months ago when he left the internet, he was going around talking
about when he got grounded by his parents from the internet.
Grounded by his daddy and had his computer taken away.
He really did.
8 months ago.
He was dangerous then. He was threatening to beat up his dad on a live stream.
Yeah,
and got his internet.
I've seen that guy before.
Yeah, yeah.
Before,
and by the way.
So
you saw that because Mr.
currently posted videos.
Mr. Medicare, Mr. Medicare covered it before. All these motherfuckers already covered it. Like way more popular people than us already covered this shit.
But people want to say
and
that
some far more mean people. If I'm going to be frank, you guys aren't exactly like villains or anything. You just kind of post up and watch
people were trying to make villains out of us.
Yeah, we're heroes. Everybody,
there was some serious pearl clutching.
But you don't seem like the types to be doing that kind of shit. Nah, I've seen some people who've shared that who might be the type, but
FBI didn't come to his house. The local police came, and on his stream you could hear the police. He's like, you dumbass just sent a pizza to my house, really, really funny. And then all of a sudden you hear like the police walkie talkies in the background. You see Jared start to sweat, like, you guys are going to fucking, whatever happens, funny. You guys are going to regret this. You're going to regret this. And then cops come and they talk to him. And they're like, yeah, we're just checking. Someone called, said some bullshit. And, you know, it sucks that people are swatting fucking anybody, right? Because you don't want to waste police time.
It's ineffective.
Yeah, it's ineffective. It probably counters.
It creates the, boy who cried wolf factor where the cops are, less likely to take this sort of thing seriously.
Yeah, but.
So that's a problem.
But the fact of the matter is.
Yeah.
Is Jared uses his platform to talk to underage girls.
True.
8 months ago.
He creates discords all the time. Like, I'll report him to Discord as soon as he comes back, because he'll always, you can just bait him into saying some crazy shit that'll get him banned.
8 months ago when he left YouTube.
Obviously need psychological help.
I'll show you. I'll show you what he's like. Or no, you've seen him anyway, though, right? I mean, he has a dirty ass.
I've seen him anyways, but I didn't see enough to tell if he's like, because somebody could be like, you've run into crackheads on the sidewalk.
He's not a crackhead.
Like that,
he's just a dude that lives with his parents.
It comes with the framing of, that's just a crackhead, right? This guy I don't know too much about. It could be anybody for all.
Well, I know enough about him. All right. I know enough about him, Hellbent. All right. I know enough about him that us pushing this video out there is a good thing, because it gives awareness of what a fucking piece of shit this guy is. And it's important that people know about this, because he has tried to talk to underage girls before and after. He sent fucking his dick pic to a presumed 15-year-old.
Yes.
That happened to be...
This is true. This is confirmed. 100% confirmed. Now, the person that he said it to wasn't really the age that they had claimed to be, but they did claim to be that old, and he was cool with it, and he sent them a dick pic. Yes, he
sent them a dick pic in his dirty-ass room. In his dirty-ass fucking room. There's no way that this isn't his fucking dick pic, because you could see his stink room behind him. All right, and he was 100% presuming this was a fucking 15-year-old girl, and he was excited. He was excited enough to get in a fucking erection and take a picture of it and send it to her. All right, so
yeah, it's not a good person at all. I don't think there's any way
you could say he has a mental
kind of
fucking problem or whatever.
I have a mental problem.
Yeah, his problem is that he uses his platform to prey on underage girls. It was 8 months ago. The warning signs were there, and now he came back and he made this video saying that he doesn't care. Age is nothing to him as long as he has a spiritual connection. He doesn't care if she's 8 years old or 99 years old. But he was really focusing on the 8 year old thing, saying that the 8 year olds can consent. Multiple videos of this shit. All right, and if you think that we're responsible for a fucking swatting, you're a fucking idiot. All right. Because here's what we're responsible for. We're responsible for taking a piece of information that someone is publicly saying that they want to take advantage of children, that they have no problem taking advantage of children, someone who has attempted to contact children via YouTube platform before, via Discord, via his platform he's created online, and we've spread awareness of this for good fucking reason, because people need to know what he's out here capable of. Maybe one fucking 15-year-old girl will actually know that this guy is a predator, and she'll steer away from him if she ever found him in a fucking Discord room or whatever. Maybe one fucking time will save somebody from actually getting fucking entrapped by this fucking creep.
So the point people are making right now that you knew what you were doing when you sent his stuff to Keemstar.
100% knew what I was doing. I was getting it out there that this guy's a fucking creep piece of shit. And if you'd rather not have the world know somebody's a creep piece of shit, because there are bad people out there that do stupid things like swat people and waste police time, I'm sorry. There was no guarantee that was going to happen. But I guarantee you, if somebody makes a fucking video and puts it out there, it's free reign to share that fucking video. It was his own fucking words.
See, the argument I get all the time is that you should have just known that this was going to happen.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. Knowing that they were going to swat him, I still would send this and signal boost this video so people could see it, because people need to see what a fucking predator dude is. I'm sorry if you disagree with that, but I don't want anybody to get swatted. But here's the thing. Swatting happens all the fucking time. It's sick, it's stupid, it's a waste of resources, but it fucking happens regardless. He's been on Medicare, he's been on EFAP, he's been on a tons of places, and if they would have signal boosted this shit there, there's just as much chance that somebody from 4chan is going to see it and do that shit, because they get off on that shit. And I here's the thing, all right? Jared is... he's guilty of sending his dick pic to presumed underage girls, all right? That we got him dead to rights there. We know that. He's guilty of that. We got to figure out what to do next with that information. If you know a great resource to take this and deliver it to the police, we'll go the right fucking way about this, because we honestly are not sure where to fucking take this. All right, but it's dead to rights. And 8 months ago, the motherfucker was doing the same shit until he got his computer taken away. And we didn't harp on it because he disappeared from the internet. And we thought, you know, no harm. He's not around anymore. Let it lie. But 8 months ago, I was like, fuck this fucking guy acting this way. And he's back now. And he's back to his old ways. And if you want to protect a pedophile from swatters, good for you. But I am not worried about the fucking swatters that are attacking him more than I'm worried about the fucking potential girls that are going to be targeted by this guy, because he has no remorse. He fucking, the girl that was talking to him, did he approach her originally?
I don't know. It was in a Discord,
and she's like, I'm kind of young. He's like, I don't care. And he's like, let me guess, you're 14 years old? She's like, I'm actually 15. He's like, oh, that doesn't bother me. That actually, you know, da da da. And then boom, dick pic. Fucking dick pic in his dirty ass fucking room. All right? That's gross. That's illegal. That's fucked up. And he's over here making videos of Bill Fridge. You know, you're spreading lies about me. I spread a video that he made, uncut, verbatim, sent it into a group of creators Keemstar was in. I said, hey, check out this fucking guy. He's talking about doing eight-year-olds. It's creepy. And you know what happened? Keem was like, this is fucking creepy. He posted it to Twitter. You know what happened? Twitter was like, this is fucking creepy. And now you got people who are MAPS going around, minor attracted persons, saying, I don't know if you're serious, Jared Genesis, but if you are, salute. He's got a whole fucking fan base now of MAPS, all right?
He does have a MAP fan base, yes.
Because what he's doing is fucking gross and pedophilic. But now we know. We're sharing it publicly because this motherfucker is in the public taking advantage of little fucking kids. And you want to say that we're guilty? We're fucking 100% guilty of exposing that guy. I'm not going to sit back and fucking hold that shit in. That's some shit that needs to be fucking spread out there. If you disagree, good for you. Protect him all you want. I don't want him to get swatted. I don't want that shit to happen. I want motherfuckers to know what a problem this guy actually fucking is.
Someone asked what a MAP is. It's a minor attracted person. That's the like politically correct name that they try to give themselves.
So if you are one of those people that think that we're guilty of that swatting, fuck off, because we don't condone that shit. We never did. We never would. But I guarantee you, if someone says some fucked up shit like this, if someone has a video of them kicking their fucking dog, if someone has a video of anything fucked up, we'll fucking share that shit because it's fucked up. It needs to go out there. It needs to be known that motherfuckers are fucking dumb as shit.
So I was arguing with people online about the whole Jared thing, and out of nowhere I get G-Time Johnny throwing shade at me for no reason at all. I'm just like, whatever, dude, just shut up. And he kept talking. So I was like, hey, I'm pretty sure I saw a video where you kicked your dog, G-Time Johnny. So I don't think you should be going around telling me what the fuck to do, G-Time. And he started doing his word slave shit to me. So I just uploaded the video of him kicking his dog because... Yeah, like, fuck that. Here, I'll show it to everybody.
Those
here it is.
Work so hard to build a baby and a mommy. They make milk for when she gets out. When the baby.
And by the way, there's a Drunken Peasants RPG game out there, and in the RPG, G Time Johnny kicks his dog to death and just stomps it.
It's too big inside. They make milk for when they get out.
Here it goes. Listen to this. This is, like, he's just making a video.
This dog is laying there minding its own business. And he stops making the video for a second to do what?
To do this.
Oh, fuck.
You can hear the dog.
Laughing. And then he laughs. I got you. He's like, ha, 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 I got you. What?
Whoa, yeah, this guy's a fucking scumbag. Well, you know,
We have him in our intro. I'm going to have to get a new...
to be, you know, personal. Like, you may say something online, may want to take it back. Yeah. But unfortunately, when you do something very terrible publicly, and it's recorded and published on a major website owned by a huge corporation where anybody can see it, you kind of just put yourself in the spotlight. So, I mean, of course people are going to talk about the fucked up thing you did because they want people to know about the fucked up thing.
If you do something fucked up online and you put it out there yourself...
Yeah, he could have edited this. He could kick his dog all the time and nobody would even know, but he was dumb enough to upload it on a video. It's still there. I mean, it's such bullshit. And he's in our intro. He was a beloved character on the show for a while, and I'm going to have to get a new intro made. I'm going to have to find it, you know, have to wait for it.
Yeah, you can't forgive a dog kicking like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm say sure one more time.
Okay,
just,
but, you know...
One more time.
Those work so hard to build a baby and a mommy. They make milk for when she gets out. When the baby gets too big inside, they make milk for when they get out.
Right here.
He's talking about making milk. He's talking about a baby and the mother's milk, and then goes and kicks a dog in between it.
And then he laughs.
I got you. They make.
Whoa! So yeah, that guy's got like some personality flip going on. You know what I mean?
The type of person like,
nurture,
that kicks a dog.
Kick that fucking dog.
The type of person
anyways.
That kicks a dog is weak, right? But, like, you could see kicking a dog if the dog was, I don't know, doing anything other than laying there minding its own business. How much fucking worse is that? The dog was laying there minding its own business. He's making a video. He's in the middle of making a video, and he takes the time to stop, walk over to the dog, and kick it for no fucking reason. He had more reasons to stay there and make the fucking finish the fucking video than to kick that dog. And he walks over, kicks the fucking dog, goes back to the video, laughing, and goes to make the fucking video. What the fuck?
He kicked the dog hard enough for me to hear his foot against the muscles.
Yeah,
you know,
dude,
like a thump.
It
that
looked
wasn't
like,
just like the dog going, R. That was a
it looked like someone kicking a soccer ball.
Pain.
He like put it, he like swung his leg into the kick like he was kicking a soccer goal or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah, fuck that guy.
You can hear the kick. You can hear the dog whimper. That's fucked. That's fucked up.
There's, the only way you could possibly defend anything like that is like somebody being psychologically fucked up. And if they go to like a mental ward or something like that and get help, then great. That's fantastic. But it's rarely ever that. It's usually just people being like intentionally fucked up. Some people are just outright fucking evil.
Beautiful bird.
Bird seems all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty chill bird.
Dusty's never been kicked, right?
No, Dusty would not survive a kick from a human. Good. What the hell?
Oh, God, no. That's bad. The little fella would be crushed.
Yeah.
Kisses, not kicks.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get into the news, the DPs of the actions in the news.
People are discriminating against wolves. Wow.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
Let's stop talking about child molesters and dog kickers now.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know, just to have a relaxing evening and hanging out with you guys. But we could talk about, like, people, you know, diddling kids and murdering dogs and stuff all night if you'd like. It's your show.
We were thinking about taking it in that direction going forward. The molester dog kicker podcast.
Dog kicker podcast.
Yeah.
It's a bold move, but I don't know if I'd play it, but you know
DP
what? DP
now stands for Dog Punter.
Yeah, Dog Punter podcast.
Donald Trump says he's the chosen one.
Oh, God. Yeah,
this is great.
Somebody said it's Trump's trade war. This isn't my trade war. This is a trade war that should have taken place a long time ago by a lot of other presidents. Over the last 5 or 6 years, China's made $500 billion.
I love it. He always tries to say really long numbers all the time. Like he's just known for just rattling off these really complex numbers.
$9,240,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
$1,000. $1.3 trillion.
There's all these clips of him saying that.
Ripped it out of the United States. And not only that, if you take a look, intellectual property theft, add that to it, and add a lot of other things to it. So somebody...
Oh, he's talking about shit getting pirated in China.
They're stealing up pornography.
Yeah.
Somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one.
Do you see how he, like, looked up towards the sky? Like he's Jesus?
Somebody had to do it.
Maybe he is. Who knows? Maybe he's right and we're all just stupid. We're making fun of the chosen one right now.
Why is he always giving his interviews in front of a helicopter that's, like, on and running?
I would have a helicopter on me all the time if I could.
Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning.
With nuclear
weapons.
Because
we're the piggy bank. We're the one that all these countries, including the European Union, wants to rob and takes advantage of. European Union.
Does a helicopter have like a warm-up period before it can fly away
No.
that it has to be on?
No, can turn it off.
So I've literally watched videos where he uses the helicopter as a reason not to answer questions. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not that I've had bad hearing. It's that the helicopter.
Remember when Bush would say stupid shit? It would like get memed out everywhere. Yeah. Maybe this is like the stupid shit buffer because it nobody is. Wants to hear the helicopter, so they don't want to share the stupid shit.
No, I think it's so he can pretend not to hear shit that he doesn't want to answer. It's kind of ingenious in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very busy. He has to be very many places. Also, sorry you can't hear, but the helicopter has to be on for the remainder of my 20-minute questionnaire here. Can't hear you, CNN in the back, Fox News up front. Yes, hello.
Didn't the president normally take Air Force One, like a plane? Is it?
Well, the plane's not going to take off from
the White House. Yeah. But wouldn't he normally
The plane takes off from the reflecting pool that opens up. And Air Force One shoots out.
Yeah.
He has a rocket ship.
$200 billion. Yeah. China, more than $500 billion. Sorry. I was put here by people to do a great job. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not too mad at that. I didn't watch the clip yet because I heard everybody talking about it.
I couldn't hear him. The helicopter had a lot to say.
I was expecting it to be like much more egregious. He's just like, I'm the chosen one. It looks up and like, okay, Trump, you were technically chosen. You were voted in.
He was chosen.
You were voted.
He meant he was the one chosen to take on China.
China.
Yeah.
China.
Because they're doing so great at home, too, you know. So everything's perfect.
At this point.
We owe China $1.3 trillion.
Oh, man. I love China.
That is just a goofy number, isn't it? Like trillions.
Maybe he should hire China to build the wall because, like, they have a history of building great walls.
They do.
Maybe we can get a peace treaty with China where they come over and just lay us out a fucking nice tall brick wall.
I don't think the wall is going to happen.
Of course, it's not.
Even if he gets reelected, I don't think it's going to happen. It was such bullshit from the beginning.
The fact that he was trying to like turn China into a glorified like fence that was only there for part of the border anyways, it just kept getting weaker and weaker. It's a symbol. It's not effective. It's a symbol of...
I mean, like, the Berlin Wall worked, but that was because it was riddled with machine gun nests and, like, 24-hour patrols, and it was a serious, like, we are going to shoot you if you get close to the border, right?
Yeah. It also covered a way, way, way smaller area.
Yeah.
Way smaller.
So you need lots of guns, lots of people ready to go, and I guess possibly the knowledge of if you cross this border, you will be shot and killed.
That's
going to be hard to push, man.
You're talking about the border from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to California, that entire border.
That's a lot of guns.
That's a whole lot of everything to cover that entire area. That's just craziness. It would have been one of the biggest projects we would have taken on.
You would have to get a completely different like core of the military put together, like some besides Army and Marine, just like a defense corps. Kind of like Japan has a JDF to where they just defend the country and don't use their weapons. Just like line the area up with like artillery. Let's go ahead, North Korea, that shit. There you go.
What's going to happen is they're going to build a few segments of it and Trump's going to act like that's what he was talking about this entire time. When originally he literally said there was going to be like a coast-to-coast wall between Mexico and the U.S. with like no gaps in it. And it wasn't going to be a fence. It was going to be a wall, like a brick wall or like a big, like solid wall, not something you could see through.
It's pretty cartoony. Like when you think about it, just like a huge red brick wall, like stretching across the Gulf from California to Texas. That's a little silly sounding. Kind of sounds like something I'd see in a Dr. Seuss, you know, some kind of like children's reading. And then he built the big red wall.
Yeah.
And then people got ladders. Fuck.
It's good. Do you remember when he said it was going to be a solar wall? I mean, he's thrown so much bullshit up against the wall to see what sticks.
Well, I think a solar wall,
but that sounds like I would just steal parts off that for my own use. That sounds like we're going to build a wall out of Ferraris and leave the keys in the engine.
Think about how much of the wall would be going through desert. You know, so like clear, sunny weather most of the year in the desert. So he was going to say like, oh, we should make it a solar wall in Arizona, New Mexico.
I don't think like they should just privatize it and make it a strip mall wall. I said that before. It's just
a strip wall mall. A wall mall.
Yeah, like you'll have
no one's gonna want to. Okay, you've said it before, mm-hmm. but it's in a shitty place.
But it'll become a nice place.
No, it won't.
You put a bunch of housing in there, a bunch of cheap, affordable housing.
No one wants to live near the wall.
People who go down there and they know they're gonna be next to a Chipotle. Yeah. They're going to be terraformed a little bit.
Some of it's in like really desolate areas where it would be such a pain in the ass to build in those areas.
We'll terraform.
You don't even know what that means.
Yeah, we're going to terraform. Sure. We're going to put in a lot of...
Terraform. It's already terraformed.
We're going to put in a lot of less dense foliage. We're going to bring in
foliage?
A lot of...
Foliage? All right, I'm playing the next video.
Species.
I'm playing the next video.
We're going to have deer and shit roaming around.
Next video. All right, the Amazon rainforest is burning.
Right now, the Amazon rainforest is being consumed by fire. In fact, there's an 80% increase in fires just over the last year alone. And this comes, of course, after the hottest July our planet has ever seen. I want you to take a look at these pictures showing the smoke from space. These are images from high above covering huge parts of South America. Now, this isn't an act of God. It's farmers and ranchers intentionally destroying the land for more development. The Amazon Basin is, of course, known as the lungs
that should be illegal
of the world. It provides 20% of the oxygen for the entire planet.
20% of the oxygen for the entire planet.
Damn.
Maybe. Like, from where is that source from, though? Because it is like a cable network. Let's just go with it. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to believe it just for the sake of fun.
It's everywhere. Well, like, it's definitely happening. I mean, they can see it from space.
Let's say that the algae in the ocean also do a whole bunch of oxygen for the planet? Doesn't the algae also deliver a whole bunch?
There's different places, a lot of other sources.
A quarter of the planet sounds odd, but you know what? It makes the story spicier. It makes it feel like we're going to die.
It's not the entire Amazon on fire, right? We're not losing 20% yet.
But right-wing leader Jair Bolsonaro is not bothered by the destruction. In fact, he's mocking environmentalists who warn of the long-term damage that will make the climate crisis even worse. So Shasta Darlington joins us now from Sao Paulo in Brazil. Shasta, great to see you. Really good to have you from Brazil. I mean, Sao Paulo is also feeling the choking effects of these raging...
My high school got a huge crop of Brazilian exchange students every year.
Hot.
Literally every year. And I used to hang out with them all the time and like smoke weed and play soccer. They would like smoke cigarettes while they would play soccer. They'd be like running around kicking a soccer ball with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth.
Wildfires. Just give us some sense of how this is playing out where you are.
Oh, that's right, Robin. I mean, first of all, you do get the real back and forth, this very heated rhetoric about who's to blame. But the fact is that these fires are ravaging the Amazon, and yet the effects are actually being felt very far from home.
Really quick, Lord Jamarticus, Lord and Lady Articus did send us a $25 Streamlab. Usually it would be read out loud. It didn't for some reason.
Oh, you know what? I think I might have had it.
I'm gonna read it out loud real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesus, fuck, why isn't anyone tipping? Come on, you expletive deleted. They need money for their SUV SWAT team they are priming. My wife is happy to watch the show. You guys are so awesome. You deserve an Oscar. Thank you, Lord J. And then Josh New.0 chimed in and said, imagine Jesus standing in front of a Roman, standing in front of Roman chariots saying, someone has to do it. I'm the chosen one. Jesus probably did say shit like that. I'm going to say it right now. If Jesus existed, he was far more insufferable than Trump. Because if Jesus had all the powers of God and he used it just to turn fucking water into wine as a party trick, he's an insufferable prick.
Do you even know that story?
What, the water into wine?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't a trick. It was like he was at a big event and they ran out of wine and he took the water and turned it into wine.
Sounds like a party trick to me.
He's jovial.
He's going around saying, hey, by the way, you know, my dad's God. Look what I can do. You guys want more wine? Fuck it. I got you. Bow. That's a party trick. That's 100% a party trick. He wants to impress them at an event. He does a trick by turning water into wine.
Jesus, sorry, it bombed.
No, bullshit.
I'll concede that it's a party trick, but I'm also going to have to say, you know what? Why not? Why wouldn't he?
Ben's like, do you even know that story? Do you even know that story? Jesus did that because he was at an event, and did a trick to turn
it wasn't
water
a trick,
to wine.
Yeah, no, he actually. Well, I mean, if we're just gonna go.
Yeah,
by,
yeah.
Like,
if we're gonna take
story,
it at face value.
Well,
let's say he turned the water into wine to help out the wedding. That's a good thing, Billy.
Sure, it's a good thing if you want to make people alcoholic, but
plunged into darkness.
The power of God. Why don't you just go feed the hungry? Why don't
Billy,
you do something better?
And raised at unprecedented levels as a new government encourages industry to develop the Amazon region. Brazil's right-wing president has brushed off environmental concerns as he vows to open the rainforest to business interests. Since he took office in January,
yeah, of course they're going to show this.
Rates of deforestation have soared as Jair Bolsonaro remains indignant to international criticism.
So the burning, it's not a wildfire?
No, it was set intentionally to deforest more areas for farming and other types of development.
I was on Facebook and I saw this meme. It was like an SJW meme. It was like the wrong Amazon is burning. The wrong ice.
The wrong ice is melting.
The wrong ice is melting. The wrong Amazon is burning. And I was like, yeah.
Take your money and reforest Germany. Bolsonaro bristled at Germany and Norway's decision to suspend funding to Brazil. Now, as attention turns to wildfires surging at unprecedented rates, Bolsonaro is deflecting blame. Without evidence, he points to non-governmental organizations.
You know what happened? Someone let Keemstar know that this was happening when Keemstar's fans set the forest on fire. Now they're trying to blame the president.
Some smunk on the internet set the forest on fire.
I actually told Keem.
You told Keem?
I was like, hey, Keem, the Amazon forest, it grows way too much. We got to do something about it. And he went and he told somebody. He said, hey, guys, this Amazon's growing at a rapid rate. Produces 20% of our fucking air. Let's burn this bitch down. Let's give other plants more of an opportunity to give air to our
planet.
Somehow
that's my fault.
Ben, you started it. You were the one that fucking...
I did it.
Like,
and
honestly...
Let's face it, you look and sound guilty most of the time.
If you trace back the lineage, this is how fucked up this is. If you trace back the lineage, Ben's great caveman granddaddy was the guy who invented fire. So fuck you, Ben.
I'm responsible for all fires.
This is on you.
I'm responsible for 9/11.
This
too.
Is on
well,
you,
everything.
Yeah, like you're responsible for the good parts of fire, but also the bad parts. So we still have to kill you, even though it's been a great, contribution to society.
Somehow somebody I caused G Time Johnny to kick his dog too.
You really?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, I hate to say it, but sometimes you want to defend people against certain things. Like, let's say this.
Why did I make him do it?
Acceptable all the time, but then they force you to defend an actual piece of shit, and you just got to sit there and go, "This is my opinion. I hate the person. I didn't do nothing." And what are you gonna do, right?
Yep.
People who don't believe you aren't gonna believe you, no matter what. You can't prove it. Otherwise, somebody would have already been like pulled in on that.
Prove what? This is people accusing, making stupid accusations. There's nothing to prove or prove against. It's people like, you're guilty for spreading
my
a video.
My grandfather was a shipbuilder and his head was hit by a giant plank of wood. It was Ben's fault.
That is actually your fault. My papa worked in the shipyard too. He was a ship fitter. We're related. You might be my son because my dad worked in a shipyard too and built ships. So you might
was
be
he
my
a seaman?
Kid. Nah, he was a boilermaker.
Did you get seasick?
Okay. No, I was so lucky. I went out on a fishing trip this week.
Yeah, out onto the ocean.
I went out and I did not get seasick. I took some Dramamine. I was fine. I fished the entire.
You guys caught a bunch of fish. I saw your picture.
Yeah, the picture was the salmon we caught, and we had caught 3.5 times as many rockfish.
Jesus Christ.
Because like the limit of rockfish is 7. The limit
so they're
of
just
salmon
like biting
is 2.
Like crazy out there?
Because we went like 3 hours out in the ocean.
Ben, suck my tent, live bro. This mic is you, Ben. Now for weak Bill Mitch, 5'3" of pure dynamite would best describe him. Bro, you gotta play Wolverine in the Maku. Bro.
Dude, I...
That was live life. That was live life.
That was that fat
talking
rhino
shit.
Pig?
Yeah, the guy who like... He was like fat as fuck.
He needs to lose some weight. Yeah. That pig needs to lose some weight. But yeah, I should play Wolverine, but Hugh Jackman Wolverine, because Hugh Jackman's 6'2", I think. So I could play a decent, I could like hunch to play a Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
I am not reviving this fucking dumb height shit look, again.
Matter of fact, you guys don't talk anymore about my height unless it's for in the form of $20 above donations, please.
All right.
But yeah, the fishing trip was great. We went out on a charter boat. We went like 3 hours out into the ocean, caught hella salmon, hella rockfish, and when we drive back on the boat, the deckhand, it's a captain and his son. And his son has been doing this. Like I remember going when I was a little kid. I was like 15, and his son was like 15 on the boat filleting fish then. And now, like, I came back 20 years later. Last time I was on, I got so sick. It was fucked. Came back to the same boat 20 years later, and the guy, like, is doing the same shit, filleting fish on the ride back. We took like a three-hour ride back to land. When we get there to land, we have a bag full of, like, salmon fillets and sea bass fillets, the rockfish. And it's really fresh, delicious fish. I was grubbing on some sea bass at the Airbnb after we were done off the boat. It was great. If you guys are ever in Westport, Washington,
Westport, Washington is very nice. I've been there. It's right on the coast. Yeah. It's a very nice area.
You gotta go. Anyway, you gotta go out on the Hula Girl. They always come back with their limit. It's the best.
Everybody who didn't catch the beginning of this, please join the Discord. Our Discord's gotten more active. There's been all kinds of crazy shit going in there. If you are not a member of our Discord, you should join. There's a link down below that you can use to join the Discord. I want to get more people in the Discord, and we've been doing like late night voice chats and all kinds of fun shit. So you should check that out. Yeah, I just saw someone join. The person's name is Home Jez. That person. They joined. I don't know what that means. I might have said something weird unintentionally.
I think
so. Really did I just get about the rainforest thing? And you're about to get a piece of his mind.
And there was another person. Their name was Harvoke. Welcome, Harvoke.
Oh, and another person, Biliestal. Yeah, Biliestal. Thank you for joining.
Man, there's all kinds of people joining now. Oh, someone just joined with an adorable kitty picture.
It's a pretty little kitty.
Yeah, it's a very cute kitty picture. Look, see?
Oh.
That's cute.
Oh.
That's cute.
He's a cute little fucker.
This is a way better content than talking about all those creepy people.
It is better.
Let's just make a sweet boy podcast where we just look at kitty pictures for 3 hours.
Someone from Team Boomer just joined.
Yeah.
Team Boomer, represent. Damn. Dusty's a beautiful bird.
It's a nice chaser for all that bitter, spicy banter to just see a kitten. It's like, oh, look.
We're wholesome. We got accused of having a toxic fan base, but we're not. Our Discord was not destroyed by a toxic fan base. That did not happen. Our Discord still exists.
I mean,
and we're all sweet boys and girls.
Let's be honest.
And non-gender identifying people.
Naturally, is gonna have like something fucked up in it. Like, there's gonna be some weirdo who like it's like I like this podcast. They end up being a serial killer or something.
Hey.
Let's just be real for a minute here. Our fans are the greatest fans in the history of all of entertainment, okay? There's no better fans than the Drunken Peasants fans, okay? That's just a fact. Hellbent.
And they're the worst serial killers. They never get anything done. They're all talk.
Yeah. Hellbent, your best fans are great. They're probably
also
Drunken
Peasants. We're going to move on in a second. I'm putting the invite link in the fucking chat. So none of you guys have any excuse not to join. You should all join. I should see hundreds of new members right now.
Discord.
Oh, and by the way, please like Discord the stream. Make sure you're subscribed because they unsubscribe people. So check. Make sure you're still subscribed. Like the stream. We're going to move on. Here is this wonderful intro.
Oh no.
After all the talk in the beginning of the show, I forgot we hadn't even gotten to this segment yet.
I know.
love the news.
Crazy people. Crazy people.
I guess she'll have to change the animation so he kicks a dog.
It's true. I mean, but he gets his head kicked off in it, right?
True.
Yeah, so that's, I mean,
true.
You know, yeah, I said this earlier. It's hilarious. Skeptical Jesus made the Drunken Peasants RPG game, and in it you encounter G-Time Johnny, and Johnny just stomps his fucking dog to death in it. So,
man, like, you know, you want to be nice to some crazy folks, right? Because some crazy folks are just genuine characters, right? They're rascals. They're just bizarre little people, and that's cool. Life needs, you know, crazy people like
that's
that.
That's the but spice
then they
do of life.
Shit like kick a dog or, like, you know, pick up your niece in a weird way, and you just, it's like, why? Why you got to be fucked up? Makes me upset. Am I going to be upset by these videos?
No. Oh, here's Owen Benjamin. Are you familiar with him?
No, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see.
He's a turd.
Apparently, I found out it's okay to make fun of people if they're successful. Like, it doesn't matter if they're mentally ill or not, as long as they're successful. That's how we figure out who it's okay to make fun of and not.
That's a real loser mentality. This guy must be a pussy.
Women don't have kids, right? So they work their ass off because they think that's empowerment. And then when, of course, the other thing that's empowerment is Planned Parenthood, which is ripping life out of their womb once they create the life, okay? So they have two or three fucking abortions in their 20s, early 30s, because they're trying to, you know, make as much money as possible because that's what womanhood is defined by authoritarian giant government people, right? So because they just want to take more money and have more control because that's what Bernie Sanders, that fucking liar, is. Okay, so then what happens? Then women realize that they should have had kids, and they have this emptiness that follows them everywhere they go.
So, yeah, all the women out there, if you never had kids, I know that you're empty inside. You've had an emptiness. Yeah, you'll never be complete in life. Sorry.
And I'll say that
to this guy, I have to put myself in his mind, right? So in his mind, he spent probably an entire evening sitting there thinking of what it's like to be a woman from birth to death. And he's just, like, living out a feminine life in his mind. And that makes me uncomfortable, so I don't like listening to them.
Yeah.
And a lot of women that have that do have this remorse for not having kids and they're lonely, they make that choice because there's too many little dick loser fucking men that aren't worth raising children with. So if this guy wants to complain about these women that don't have kids, he needs to go back and complain about all the fucking little dick piece of shit trash men that can't be a fucking good father and kept these women from fucking having the babies that they so desperately desired. Because there are a lot of lazy fucking loser trash men out there. Sorry, it's not all on the women that have no fucking kids. If you were a real fucking man, you'd have all them women babied up. You'd
the
have
look
nine
on his
wives
face is so
with
fucking
an army of
man,
children.
I've seen like poor people with 8 or 9 kids working their asses off. And yeah, they're losers on the spectrum of like wealth or whatever. But they're good people. God damn it. So,
like that.
You know, here's what we need. We need Bernie Sanders to come in here and take care of health care and take care of women so they can have these fucking kids and not depend on some shit dick fucking father to raise the fucking kid that's going to back out last minute because we don't have enough fucking strong father figures. And I can say that because I'm daddy. I'm daddy now. Hellbent, are you daddy?
No matter what they do.
Man, I try to push that shit off as hard as I can. I'm not a role model, but life is funny. It makes
it doesn't fill it. Like
and then you get monsters.
I know like Chelsea Handler. I've done a show 5 times. Like, I'm not just this random spectator. I watch someone be cool and fun and slowly become a fucking psychopath.
Oh.
Is he talking about himself?
And he's Chelsea like, Handler. Look, I've been on Chelsea Handler's show 5 times. I was cool and fun those 5 times, but then I slowly became a psychopath and she won't have me back, so I'm sitting on YouTube complaining about women that don't have fucking babies like it's my fucking problem. If she's mad she doesn't have a fucking baby, that's her shit. Why do you fucking care, you loser? Oh. You fucking garbage human.
By the way, quick announcement to everyone because, you know, we have a good amount of people here. We are doing tonight's post show on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. And I think we will end up watching Jared's video to you over there on Twitch. The one that he made directly to you.
Ooh.
So Tune in later for that.
It was really cool. Chelsea Handler at 40-something is a nut job. And you see this over and over. Amy Schumer used to be really cool. I shot a Butterfinger commercial with her. She's let me stay at her apartment. I've done her fucking...
Look, clout, little fucking clout, baby.
I got your Butterfinger right here, you piece of shit.
She was really cool. I shot a Butterfinger commercial with her.
We promoted a candy bar together. Guys, and she was real cool about the taste and the peanut butter.
Yeah, fuck. This guy's such a fucking twerp.
You know, he was probably like a higher mid-tier comedian.
Yeah.
I mean.
It really, literally doesn't impress me at all. I know a lot of fucking higher mid-tier comedians that are loser pieces of shit. This is the thing about comedy, all right? It's about timing, and it's about resiliency to get up in front of a crowd and spit out your fucking shit you've worked on for a year and a half and go to a new city to do it over and over again. And as long as you have the timing right and the stage presence to hold an audience, no matter how fucking funny you are, you'll get work.
He dated Christina Ricci? Really?
Really?
Someone said that in the chat.
Well, now I respect this fucking guy. Son of a bitch.
That's all it takes?
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Never mind, this guy's great.
That's all it takes? You have to date like a high profile
literally
actress?
Anybody, Christina Ricci to Natalie Portman in between.
Oh,
if you date one of those.
Now, sometimes people just have a skill set you admire, and it doesn't matter if they're a good person or not.
Yeah.
You just respect their skills. And this guy may be kind of a moron, but he's smarter in some areas than I am.
I want to go back to this after, one thing about Christina Ricci that always blew my mind was like when she was younger, she wasn't skinny, but she wasn't fat either. You know what I mean? When she got older, she got almost anorexic looking thin.
So when she was younger, she was goth thick.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Fucking TV show. The chick was a rock star. And
someone literally just said what I said in the chat. Yeah, it's true. She got really thin.
Then you watch them age. And then you watch them think that they have to baby everyone and that everything is about safety and everything is about not saying the wrong word and not hurting feelings. You know what that's good for? Babies.
Okay, babies. But here's the thing about these fucking comedians that are just edgy and shit. They're hurting people because they're not good at what they do. Dave Chappelle, all right, gets away with some pretty fucking gangster shit, all right, because he's really good at what he does. People try to pull that shit on Dave Chappelle. They're like, you can't say that. He's like, no, I fucking can. And a lot of people can fucking do it. If you're complaining about not being able to do it, it's because you don't have the proper fucking skill set in 2019 to command an audience and get away with it.
He also hates Jews, which doesn't really help you in the in showbiz.
Yeah.
Especially when some of the biggest names in stand-up comedy are like Jerry Seinfeld and... You know, why would you be anti-Semitic and expect to get work in comedy?
Look, guys, I did a Butterfinger commercial with Amy Schumer.
You got to read the room, right? I can get all the edgelord bullshit I want on the internet now, right? So they got the copyright on that. You can't get edgier than the internet. It's completely impossible. So you got to kind of find a smarter way to be edgy. Find a smarter way to say fucked up shit without actually saying it, or just find something crazy people wouldn't think about, and that takes a lot of talent. There's way better ways to get entertainment.
He looks like Egghead.
Really watch a 40-minute special.
He does kind of look like if I don't know, Dane Cook played Egghead in a movie.
You idiots! That quality is good in a woman when you're dealing with a 1-year-old in an electric socket. But they didn't fucking have babies. Sarah Silverman didn't have, none of these people had babies. So they baby everybody else. And you know what that leads to? Genocide.
Genocide.
All right.
What? So women not having babies caused them to baby everybody else, and that leads to genocide.
Here's the thing about...
Yeah, if your death, birth ratio is at a negative, you're a killer.
So Silverman,
you automatically get a 1. So I guess if you're a woman and you kill people, you gotta have at least 2 babies for every person you kill. I'm trying to figure out the math of babies here.
Sarah Silverman recently spoke out against outrage culture because she lost a job on one of the cartoons on Ice Age 7 or some bullshit because of a blackface bit she did on her Comedy Central show in 2008 or something. And she lost a job because of that. She was like, this outrage culture is getting out of hand. She spoke out against it. So Owen Lil Benj over here calling her out for babying other people, she's a victim of it too. Like, it goes, it's not just edgelords and shit. It's everybody getting hit with this soft booty baby shit because we're not fulfilling the needs of these soft booty babies. They're
despite it being a thing of like class and taste and all that, the internet loves a good dumpster fire, especially if somebody's in the dumpster burning to death and y'all get to watch and laugh at them, right?
Did you know?
Like, remember, there's that old man who got accidentally accused of being a pedo, and he's just sitting there playing RuneScape, and he got like fucking like shit heaped, right? That was awful, but that was a good example of the internet just kind of like doing its thing where it swarms like killer ants, right?
Yeah. Did you know?
But that guy's life ended up becoming better after that. Like,
did you know that Egghead hung out with Ethan Hawke?
Egghead hanging out with Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, right here. Yeah. Egghead hanging out with Ethan Hawke.
Is this Owen Benjamin as if these two morphed together? Yeah, this is a date.
It was a date, actually. We talked to Egghead about it last night, man. Yeah, they had sex. They hooked up.
Yeah, this is Ethan Hawke and Fupa Thurman.
I think they make a lovely couple.
Hey guys, Egghead here. On a date with Ethan Hawke.
Could you imagine like having to fuck Egghead? Because I'm sure Egghead's the bottom bitch here. Like, Ethan Hawke is definitely the top. Could you imagine Ethan Hawke?
I want to imagine Billy?
I don't know. Let's just talk about it.
Ethan, talk about it.
I'm on to you. You're like, can you imagine horrible thing? You're just trying to program me.
What do you mean horrible?
To a terrible person.
Fupa Thurman is a hottie. All right. I'm a big fan of Speedy Adams' work.
Fupa Thurman?
Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino's film. She played one of the Manson kids. That was cute.
What else do we have here?
Makes it really hard to watch Pulp Fiction after learning about the director's foot fetish.
Oh, if you watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there's so many foot scenes that are so prominent.
No!
Like jerks and... I was watching it at
first. Is that like a prerequisite to get a shit ton of money to film something? It's like, hey, how do you like toes?
Probably.
Like, oh, quite a bit. It's like, oh, well, here's $100 million. Go film something for Nickelodeon or fucking Viacom or whatever.
There's like a scene, because like the Manson kids are played by young Hollywood daughters, like daughters of all the Hollywood elite or whatever. And so there's like a scene where there's a bunch of these young-ass girls just feet up, kicking it, watching TV in a dirty-ass room. And you're like, Quentin Tarantino, he beat off to this. He was doing something in the editing room. You know he was.
That's terrible, but you know what? The guy who designed that Lola Bunny rabbit from Space Jam said he beat off to the drawing, so I don't know.
He did?
I guess you want the right person for the right job, right? Just as long as kids don't figure out. Well, I guess they know now.
I think a lot of things wouldn't exist in this world if people didn't beat off to them.
I saw...
If there weren't sick people trying desperately to keep their perversions intact, secure, and not out in the real world in any sort of manner, yeah, there probably wouldn't be as much art.
I saw... Christine Weston Chandler tweeting at you the other day, hellbent. Maybe like
yeah. That came out of nowhere, but you know what? That's fine. Christine is Christine. I'm my own person. I don't like taking responsibility for anybody on the internet. I think you guys understand that well enough yourselves.
Absolutely. You know, some fans of our show went to BronyCon. And got Christine to make a video for Billy and on his birthday, right, Billy?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you remember.
I don't remember.
You remember.
I don't think that happened.
Hi, Billy. It's great. I love it.
I don't like it.
Hi, Billy.
Well...
I loved that.
What are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Oh, it was great.
I work out on the sidewalk a lot, so I'm used to, like, people that you... Well, you know what? I'm just going to shut up right there. You can probably feel nervous on that one. So, you know, it's not... It's okay. It's like fist bump. All right.
Fist bump.
See you next week. Shit.
Hi, everyone. I'm a bona fide certified scientist. I have varying degrees in astrophysics. I'm highly intelligent. And guaranteed, if you talk to me, I will try to make you feel dumb. And I have convinced the world.
This is the type of person that talks to somebody with any, like, knowledge in the science field. The fuck if they're verified, certified scientists. Someone who reads Our Science on Reddit. This person talks to them and feels like the scientist is trying to make them feel dumb because this person is fucking dumb. Literally talk to anybody about science today. Someone who reads a fucking Science Today magazine talks to this guy, and this guy's going to feel like they're trying to make him feel dumb because this guy is dumb. There's nothing intelligent about this fucking guy. He's going to prove it to us right now through a few simple words, probably claiming the world is flat or the fucking lizard people eat ass at Area 51.
It's flat Earth.
Oh, of course.
With my comrades, without...
We've watched him before.
...any evidence ever needed to be provided.
He always uses these weird filters.
Without any evidence ever needed to be provided, the evidence of a Earth not being flat is, I don't know... Looking at the motherfucker from a tall building, you could see horizons, curvature. You could see all types of shit. An airplane, a hot air balloon. You could throw a fuck.
The problem is to like prove that they can go around the Earth. We have to give them access to like a missile or an airplane, and I'm really not comfortable with that. So
we've proved it a thousand times.
Sleeping dog lie on that one.
These motherfuckers. I understand denying the Holocaust, right? Because you're racist.
Oh my god.
Because you're racist.
Well, yeah.
Because you're racist.
I love how that's going to get selectively clipped.
I understand that because I understand racism. But what fucking point do you have?
I was worried for a second there.
What point do you have to prove that the fucking world is flat? What's the fucking point?
Just prove everything. Prove life is real. Are you really breathing?
I set a marble down on the ground and it didn't roll all the way around Earth, so Earth is obviously flat. Okay, fuck off, you fucking idiot.
It's so wonderful that the world is a ball. We have been reaping the money off of all the fictitious
stories. How do people make money off of us thinking that the world is round?
Don't you understand, Ben?
No, it's never been explained to me, ever. Not even once.
Benjamin, globes are far more expensive than maps.
Maps? You've been hanging out with Jared?
No. Atlases. Atlases, Benjamin.
As we spin,
you can buy a map for $5, but a globe is $56.95 on Amazon. Use our link in description.
Blood buddies, because we're all related. Yes, we're all related. We're the Freemasonic retards.
You're calling other people retards? Oh my god, dude.
Yeah,
you don't get to like do that voice and then call other people like names. It doesn't look like that.
What do the Freemasons have to profit off of a round world?
Nothing.
It's so ridiculous.
All the money you're making off the globes you're selling for $69.95 as opposed to the $4
map. It's just the
map.
Fact of the matter. That's why we accept it. It's not, there's nothing to gain by us all being tricked about the shape of the Earth.
I'm trying to think of the monetary, but no. Like, you have to think of trade routes, and at that point, I feel like I'm going a little bit further than they're trying to actually think. And then
there are certain things, there are certain things in the Bible that allude to there being a flat Earth, and people who want it to, they want to believe that because it verifies their religion, it validates their religion. So a lot of flat earthers are very religious people, and they'll use like scripture and stuff to convince
I have no defense against scripture.
Prove to us that
all you can say is that's bullshit. That's
prove
all you
to
can
us
do.
That man walked with dinosaurs. Jesus rode dinosaurs through the Bible and turned water into wine as a delicious party trick to impress the Jurassic Park dinosaurs.
Talk to you today.
Well, he did yell at a fig tree because he's angry it didn't have any figs in it and cursed it to never grow figs again. That's one of my favorite stories because that sounds like something I do too.
Well,
tree.
We cannot prove
strictly for my figures
that we can have gas pressure.
Do you ever hear the Bible story where these kids made fun of a guy for being bald, so he sent a fucking bear to come and kill them? That's a Bible story.
That's awesome.
Literally, that's a Bible story.
We need to buy the rights to Bible now. Man. We need to buy the rights to Bible Man.
Do you think whoever made that up was just a bald guy that was like, yeah, fuck those kids, made fun of me. Yeah. Fire God, I said a bear, come and eat them.
And G-Time Johnny's great, like, great, great, great.
I'm the youth of my fucking like early 12-year-old self, and now I've got bald at age of 20.
So to continue.
Show them.
We will confound and astound you with all our scientific words. By the time we're done with you, you won't even know your name anymore. Isn't it wonderful?
He's like a supervillain.
Yeah.
Supervillain.
It's wonderful.
I have words, but I'm not allowed to say them here.
But we'll believe that
he's a fucking, and you know,
a sweet boy.
I don't think sweet boy.
A sweet honey child, a darling.
Precious. I don't think sweet boy is the right word.
Exists without a container.
Look at him in his bathtub or whatever. In his stupid fucking filter. Or did you guys put that on?
You will believe.
Oh no, he's on fire in the bathtub.
That Earth is made out of the layers that we put in your textbooks.
What?
So wonderful. But real science will prove to the contrary, but we'll lie. We'll stand together, unified. Oh. All the pseudoscientists together. Telling you that the Earth's layers are made out of a nickel-iron core. A nickel-iron core with varying layers all the way to Earth's outer crust. Yes. And you'll believe it. Even though, if you look up the Bora sinkhole in 1970, the farthest they've ever...
I don't think this is a troll. Some people were questioning it. I don't think it is.
Yeah, this guy's just terribly stupid.
That's a lot of effort.
He makes a ton of these videos, too, with Snapchat filters for some reason. All he does is
throw people off, you know what I mean? It's like, you're going to call me a clown? Well, I'll show you how much of a clown I am.
He just uses a screen capture software on his phone and then uses Snapchat filters while he records.
You know, I have problems on my computer sometimes, but there are special types that can only figure out the smartphone. And it's usually some kind of like weird app that takes all their data. So, you know, if there's anything you feel, just know that his personal information is probably owned by some weirdo right now.
Bullshit.
Oh, God.
Was 9.1 kilometers.
Yeah, 5,868 apps.
The Nell.
It's not Ricky Berwick.
How delightfully delicious that our lies can supersede their true facts. Oh, it's wonderful.
Ricky Berwick sticks way better than this. This guy's just doing a fucking evil Muppet voice for like hours, I guess. This feels like it's going on for a while.
Oh, this one's crazy.
Yeah, this guy's annoying and stupid.
I'll just read you the title of this next video. It says, No matter how much semen you pump onto the poop deck, you can't make babies.
Well, I mean, he's not wrong, but he could choose Wild wording.
Bill? No, it's not.
It's not Wild Bill?
No.
It sounds like a Wild Bill title.
It's 2:55 right now. I got to be to work by 4 o'clock. I work from 4 till 2:30 a.m. in the morning. This is my last day. Then I got Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Fucking rights. I don't get paid much. I'm just a lowly grunt worker.
Okay.
Working with primarily 20-year-old kids up on a roof, sweating my bag off. But I like it.
His ball bag?
Okay. Is that what he's talking about? Is he really about to make a comment about how homosexual people can't reproduce? But now he's over here talking about sweating my ball bag
my
off
ball
on
bags.
A rooftop with 20-year-old kids. It's no big deal.
Jesus would say, man, I got swamp ass, y'all.
This is 100% closet case. This is a closet case denier. He's denying his own sexual proclivities. Just told us in the beginning that he loves going and sweating off his ball bag in front of the 20-year-olds on the rooftop. I love it, though. But by the way, you know, you can't make a baby in the butthole, guys. Better not. But... you can't be against gays being parents if you want people not to have abortions, because all these gay parents will adopt all the babies nobody wants. You should propagate gays. Give them special licenses to raise little aborted babies. They're here for our service. Let the gays raise the babies.
I like it because
leave them alone.
I can do it.
That gives me pride. That's fine.
I could have taken a job that paid
me. We can agree to that.
Me a substantially larger amount of money, but I'm not after money. I don't care about how much money I make.
I don't care about how much money I make as long as I'm on the rooftop sweating my ball bag off with those 20-year-old kids. Fucking strange,
very
dude.
Very strange. Yeah.
A lot of our viewers are 20, and they do not consider themselves kids.
Well, that's the perversion here, is this guy is considering them young kids in his sweaty ball bag fantasy.
That is weird.
Yeah,
that
I don't even care about the money.
He talks about him in a manner to where they're beneath them, which, if he is fucked up in the head, might be not good for him to think
that others
are
beneath him. He's infantilizing these 20-year-olds when his ball bag is sweaty, saying he doesn't care about the money.
Keep going.
He wants the honey.
On my ass, driving a truck, 12-hour days, getting paid a lot of money, overtime, nonstop. In fact, they're going to turn the trucking industry, you watch, they're going to turn the trucking industry into a trades industry. It's all being changed to trades.
That's
which
very
is fine and well. An old friend told me this a long time ago. Take what you need, leave what you don't. Because
okay.
Somebody else.
Is it his friend from World of Warcraft?
Take what you need, leave what you don't. I need one of these 20-year-olds to help me wipe up my sweaty ball bag.
Might need it.
It's the Spider-Man of pedophiles, you know, or whatever. He's got,
and here's
like
my
debunking
on biblical bullshit and words. When you say the word...
Oh, dude, it's the same guy! It's the same fucking guy. It's the guy we were just watching earlier. This is what he looks like. Yep. Yep, this
dude,
is the same guy.
Dude, he's got so many crayons.
Word crucifixion. You are saying cruise of fiction. Do you understand that?
I think it is
crucible.
Anyway.
Crucible. Cruise of bull. Do you understand that? When you say gospel, you are saying go spell. When you say altar boy, you are saying altar boy. As
well, hold on, what?
And alter the boy. Through the sanctimonious pseudo-scientific priests.
I think this guy might be wrong in the
rhetoric
head.
And their bullshit, their garbage, their lies. It's just a bunch of gay sex magic. The homo...
Yeah, I think he might be a little bit off.
Gay sex...
I mean, he could go see some gay sex magic in Vegas, true, but I don't think that's what he's talking about.
He has a very nice kitchen, lots of Crayola crayons to color with. Seems like he's doing pretty well. So is this guy well off enough where it's all right for us to make fun of him?
I hope so.
I'm just making sure I'm following the rules.
This is Ron Helton.
Pretty nice kitchen. Looks like it's a house on an apartment. He's got like a fully stacked stove and everything. And
this is Ron Helton
right over there.
Von Helton's brother from a rich dad, poor dad scenario.
Sexual club. That's what they are. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. What about the Mother? Where's the Mother?
Man, they said YouTube doesn't pay. Look at this guy. He's
they removed
a fucking
the divine feminine, just like that.
Got, like,
no,
500 million?
She doesn't count.
This guy lives in a house because he doesn't care about the money, working at his job with all them sweaty ball bag 20-year-olds hanging around.
He's cool. Can I have his house?
Do you want this?
My mother that births the child
out, right?
That goes through the pain and the fucking
okay,
labor.
Okay, but y'all, I get to keep the crayons.
To produce life doesn't count.
Are those kokanee beers on the counter?
Now you've got the transgender movement. You've got the gay rights. And I understand. Hold the phones here. You want to be gay. But did you not forfeit your right as a homosexual to raise children? I don't
know.
Fuck what you do.
And it's not necessarily that they want to be gay. they just are. You know? It's not... I don't want to be straight. I just am.
But didn't you forfeit your right as a gay,
it's
Benjamin,
like,
to have wants? So you could have little needs in your booty hole?
Booty yourself.
Isn't it your fault, Benjamin?
Or your partner? But when you're bringing children involved...
Who's
you're raising
that?
Them and saying, oh, it's nothing wrong with
a
loving family.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
You're warping their fucking minds.
Okay, I'm done. Here's another crazy guy. This guy.
Yo, Ice Poseidon, this is Wardog. You've watched me before when I was doing some fucked up shit on Twitter, Twitch. I did that fucked up shit because I've been banned 2,000 times. And 2,000 times on Twitch, and that's why I did that fucked up shit.
I doubt it's been 2,000 times.
Who knows?
I don't even give a fuck anymore. You've been banned on Twitch, too. We both stream on YouTube. I stream real life shit now because I'm homeless. I'm living in hotels. I was maybe thinking maybe I could come live with you.
Is he a troll? I don't think he's a troll.
I don't think he's a troll.
I don't think he's really homeless and living in hotels.
I think he's legitimately got the crazy eyes. I think he's somebody that we should
be a good actor. His face is kind of fucked up, like he's been out for a little bit. Like,
I think
he's not quite homeless. Filthy, how does he have a cell phone? I think he's on.
How does he have a cell phone? Cell phones
yeah,
are
plenty of homeless people have cell phones.
They have Obama
like,
phones.
Cars are easy to get, and there's public charging stations all over the place.
You can get pretty an Obama phone from the government system, if you're homeless.
Live with you, bro. What do you
I've
think?
Seen homeless people with
I'm
laptops
Mobley,
kicking it outside the fucking stolen
idea.
Wi-Fi from Starbucks.
Ooh,
on my lawn.
How do you like that, bro? Just jokes on you, bro. Anyways, what do you think? Team up with Wardog, the best streamer in the world?
He wants to team up with Ice Poseidon.
Yeah.
I have some priceless content for YouTube. 200 videos.
Someone mentioned that he didn't blink.
Yeah, dude, his eyes are crazy. He's got crazy eyes.
About 50 of them are priceless content.
I'll pick that booger. Yeah,
banging my couch on fire,
damn.
Rocking back
He's
and forth,
for
burning a shirt. Filming the club, shooter.
Yeah.
Somebody shooting somebody in a club. Shooting bullets in the club with all the girls twerking.
Oh, I think he's rubbing it off on his
me getting on the stage, rapping. Filming somebody graffitiing while cops roll up on us.
Are you talking about shooting up something?
Did he talk about live streaming at a shooting?
I hope it's not something he's talking about doing, because that kind of scares me.
Talking to a cop about somebody pulling a knife on me, jacking my money. Spitting bars of venom faster than Eminem could ever rap.
Yeah, we have watched his rap videos. By the way, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. Make sure you're subscribed. We're going to keep watching more stuff. We've got other stuff coming up post-show on Twitch after this is over, too. Twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants.
I just hope
many
he finally gets that booger.
Raps, many, many different singles.
Dusty.
Giving many shout-outs.
This guy's fucking high.
Mr. Destructoid smashing bongs.
I feel like Dusty's very interested in this guy.
Lamps. Because Dusty can see in his eyes. This dude's
destroying a whole room.
Balled out of his mind.
To TJ, you're making fun of a mentally ill man. Golden Major Podcast never makes fun of mentally ill people. Also, I promise to pay Honest Red back. I wrote this, so it's technically a contract now.
Who sent that?
I think it was somebody named Jai Dork or something. I can't. Jai fucking Dork. But yeah, I guess pay Honest Red what you owe him, dude.
$300.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
For Mr. Destructoid raging, priceless commentary as they destroy it, epic content, looking for a YouTube channel to host. Will you contact Team Mobley? Team Wardog?
Team Mobley?
Will you respond, please? Respond!
Whoa, dude, he's gonna snipe Ice Poseidon.
I'm honestly
Tessa Brooks.
How can you not blink?
Do you want me to hack Ice?
Don't your eyes get dry?
Poseidon next. Delete your
YouTube
channel.
Oh, he just blinked.
Respond to me or I will punish you. I love you, but do not ignore me because I'm desperate. I'm homeless. Let me be your best friend. I'll make you 20 million.
I'd be so afraid if he was making this to me. I'd be afraid.
I mean, he's not a stable human being. He has the crazy eyes. He's high as fuck. And he is harping on Ice Poseidon. Sorry, Paul. Hope everything's okay in your life.
Well, you ever see like a crazy person pretend to be crazy? Like they already are crazy, but then the crazy person projects their idea of what crazy is. So
you
get kind of that trap of like, oh yeah, they're already a bit off to begin with, maybe a little bit.
Have you ever seen somebody on crystal meth spin out and just go on a tirade? Because that's what this looks like to me.
He's spun out right now.
Yeah.
And he is he's going into his mode of acting, but it's not acting. It's his inhibitions are hindered by the fact that he's balled out of his mind on meth, and then his eyes are all bugging, and he's like, look, I have an idea, man. I'm going to be the next big thing on the streaming. I have content. I got to go and film
me. So he's the next Andy. He's going to be the next crazy high Andy?
Dude.
Oh, yeah. God. IRL streaming's a bad idea. Like, dude. I work on the sidewalk a whole lot, right? So I see a lot of fucked up shit happen. Somebody walking around with a glowing cell phone's a target, like just off the bat right there alone, right? So IRL streaming, screw it, that's a bad idea for that. But then once they hear text messages coming out, people are going to start paying attention to you, want to fuck with you. And then God help you at that point, because yeah, you will run into that crazy person on the sidewalk. Bad idea.
Confiscating legally owned firearms from citizens who have violated no law is absolutely against everything the USA...
Wow, there's usually nobody on the beach behind him when he's doing these.
Really?
And now the beach is, like, packed. Yeah, normally it's just, like, an empty beach behind him, maybe because it's summertime. There's way more people there.
Was it the Big Ted family reunion?
They stand.
Yeah.
We have the Bill of Rights for a reason, and it says that no one shall be deprived of property without due process. The Bill of Rights is not there only for when it is convenient. Red flag gun confiscation laws are not needed. We already have the Baker Act laws where a person who...
I don't think there are any gun confiscation laws currently being enacted. I have not heard of this.
Like, maybe like on a state level, but not federal, no.
What states are doing that?
I couldn't tell you. That's just me like just guessing because they make new fucking laws all the time, right? You
can just assume. I mean,
he needs to provide an example, you know?
Right. I've heard so much fear-mongering about how they're coming to take guns, but I haven't seen any laws that really restrict guns. Bump stocks banned?
Did they ban bump stocks?
You know, you can 3D print a bump stock.
Right.
But like, if you wanted to have like, say, let's say you wanted to have an AR-15 with like a 30 round clip, you would probably want to get it before they ban it. That way, you're still legally allowed to have it because it's usually how that rolls out. Whoa. So when people are like, "Get your guns now," what they're kind of saying is like, "Hey, maybe something we like is going to get banned. Get it while you can get it."
The Second Amendment is kind of dumb. Like,
Dusty, you're getting kind of loud, buddy.
Dusty's like, shut up, motherfucker, shut up.
The Second Amendment is dumb because when it was made, like, our guns were maybe... you could form a militia and maybe take down the government with the right numbers if the government was coming after you or something. But right now, the amount of shit that the government fucking has, like, no matter how many guns you have, the shit you have is not going to contend with any sort of actual military presence. It's
you
stupid.
You will lose no matter what, but you also have to consider there's a lot more politics into a civil war than people like to think. Do soldiers want to fire on civilians? It's hard to say. People having guns isn't necessarily a bad thing. You saw the Hong Kong protest. Guy burst in. The second he pulls out a gun, the people trying to save their fellow friend protesting are gone. You know, that guy could have fired into the crowd.
But there's drones alone.
Definitely argument to be made that a person with a gun is dangerous, and so is an entire country. But as far as taking on the military, no. If you can convince the U.S. Army and, everybody else to, like, carpet bomb suburbs and shit, then I guess, yeah, you win. But I just don't see that happening.
Fuck the military. Like, you're saying the military wouldn't do that. They wouldn't turn. And they don't have to. We have these type of weaponries where we could send a drone with some gas out and just fuck off an entire neighborhood. We could shut shit down very easily that nobody can defend themselves from. Like, owning a gun, I think everybody should own guns, right? I think guns aren't the problem.
From the military is a goofy argument. I'll agree with you there just a little bit. Like, it's mostly just like just in the thought, like, we could do something instead of just sit there and completely get our ass kicked, I guess. But for home protection and, stuff like that, I agree with it. Do you not agree with home protection firearms?
I own a fucking firearm. I think that, they're fine. I think that we need to worry about other things than taking them off the streets and acting like we're actually going to take guns out of people's hands only makes motherfuckers go out and buy more guns. I used to work at a gun store when Obama got elected. Our sales went through the fucking roof.
There was like an ammunition shortage nationwide when that shit happened.
Yeah.
Well, it was amazing. I apologize, Billy. I just wanted to have a discussion. I felt like I wasn't challenging anybody.
No,
you know more than I do, so I'm out.
I just think that, you know, this idea that I kind of think that the Constitution and everything is a little outdated. I think it's kind of ridiculous that we're running a country on 200-year-old software.
Yeah, we're still using Windows 3.1.
Yeah, and it's like everybody holds on to it like it's this.
Right.
They hold on to it like it's the fucking Bible because some old dudes made it 200 fucking years ago, 250 years ago. And maybe that's a wrong mentality.
It can
be
changed. It has been. Of course. It has been amended.
Of course. That's the Second Amendment. Is it?
Right.
First Amendment.
I mean, the Second Amendment happened a long, long time ago.
Yeah. But
a lot of amendments happened fairly recently.
It's there for a reason, but it also has become one of these wedge issues where it's just used for people to argue about what could be or couldn't be, and nothing ever gets done because this 250-year-old piece of paper sits there and makes us think that, well, this is the rules, guys. We can't change. We can change. We have to change. We have to amend, and nothing ever actually changes. It's just an argument.
I don't think the Second Amendment's going anywhere.
I don't think it should.
I don't think
it should. I think what we should do is start taking care of the fucking people that are actually crazy and giving them a little more. We should look at these motherfuckers. We should think of a way.
Well, they know about a lot of them before they do, like, the. I don't even want to talk about it out loud even, but you know what I mean. They know some of these people are going to do fucked up shit before they do.
Yeah,
and they still end up doing it anyways, and that's consistent, and it's kind of sad to see, especially after that Homeland Security thing, if you remember anything about that.
Is reasonably believed to be a threat to themselves or others can be held for up to 72 hours for a mental health evaluation. And in my opinion, even that is probably a violation of the Bill of Rights. 0.000001% of the American population has been killed in mass shootings.
So he's against them evaluating people that have been found to be a likely threat to be a mass shooter?
If that's the case, that's awful. No, that's the opposite of what we were talking about earlier. Right. We're talking about getting people help. Somebody who gets help probably isn't going to be able to get a gun. That's just kind of how that goes. You don't want to give infamous shooter's name a gun. I don't think three days is too long.
I mean, as long as they're not like held in jail when they haven't done anything wrong, but like keeping them
there's going to be like a catch in the system, right? Somebody's going to get something unjust done to them now, no matter what, which way you go, whether it be their way or your way. But I think the general idea of keeping guns out of the hands of insane people is something that everybody should be able to get behind. I mean, it makes sense, right? The world ain't gone that crazy yet, right?
No.
You can...
No, everything's good? Okay, good.
You can get, like, concealed carry permits and other things that allow you to have more rights for your gun. I believe if you have a concealed carry, the process of buying a gun goes a lot quicker. If you are...
They know who the fuck you are when you got a concealed carry. So if something happens with your gun, no matter what, you are in more trouble than you could possibly imagine. So that makes sense.
I'm not against having a paper trail and chasing people's gun buying fucking history, right? I'm not against that. Maybe that's wrong think. I want to have my gun and I don't want them to know about it. I guess you have a point there, right? But you also... Like, if you're a good fucking person, I would want a motherfucker to know I had a gun. If I was a card-carrying member of the NRA, I'd be damn proud to let a motherfucker know I had a gun. And I would be damn proud to go around saying, I'm going to use this gun to protect my family and protect my community. I would be more than happy to have the fucking
paperwork.
I think
the NRA, in many ways, is a corrupt organization.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah. You can be okay with the Second Amendment and not be a supporter of the NRA, necessarily.
Anybody who blames video games is on my shit list, so you kind of got everybody. Everybody eventually falls in that cusp, like, hey, video games did it. And like, of course,
the video
presidents did it.
Sorry, that is not justification for a national hissy fit and tossing the Bill of Rights in the trash can. Think about this. The trolls who get your Facebook post banned can now pick up the phone and have the police raid your home. The Second Amendment is crystal clear. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. No discussion. Either the Bill of Rights stands as it is, or it doesn't stand at all. These despicable red flag laws are just...
According to the Bill of Rights, felons should have access to guns as well, right?
You know what? If someone was a suspected terrorist, Wild Bill would be all for detaining them for 3 days to make sure that they'd be okay.
Damn right. You put them, lock them up, send them back to Brown Town.
If they were like Muslims that were suspected of being terrorists, he'd be totally fine with detaining them for 3 days to make sure that they're okay. So it's just some bullshit.
Just another ploy by the left to eliminate the Bill of Rights, because as long as the Bill of Rights stands, they will never be able to force Americans into a totalitarian system. As America's leading liberalologist, I can tell you that
he's batshit insane thinking that his guns and everybody else's fucking guns is going to stop the government from forcing them into anything. All right. For one, the war is not fought by weaponry anymore. It's all psyop bullshit convincing you that you're the fucking hero when you're doing their dirty work for them. They pay you against every other dumb motherfucker, so you're too busy arguing to stop them from making their fucking moves on total domination. This totalitarian fucking government exists. The government pretty much runs shit. And if they don't, you're going to starve out like fucking Cuba or North Korea. Until you give. You're not, North Korea is not a problem. It is a fucking point of contention for our freedom. It is a false flag for freedom. We have to go and stop North Korea from starving their own fucking people. We're stopping them from getting any fucking resources. They can't feed their own fucking people, and we're looking at them like they're this mega power. They got a limp dick fucking missile that can maybe hit Japan. And we don't have the proper counter intelligence and fucking counter munitions to stop the missile. You know we fucking do. We got heat-seeking satellite-delivered anti-missile systems. But we're over here, North Korea's the bad guy, Cuba's the bad guy. Cuba makes great cigars and has an interesting way to deliver Netflix to the people on a non-internet basis. You ever watched that special Hellbent on how people in Cuba get Netflix videos? They go around sharing a fucking USB stick. It's cute as hell, man.
I didn't realize that. So they're just sharing like thumb drives?
Yeah, like the people pay $6 to get a thumb drive and dump all the cool content down from the thumb drives. They have some shit to watch. It's fucking.
That's not a bad idea, because you had like to download a video, like if you're going to do the filthy god forsaken act of piracy, and you wanted to watch something in fucking 720p, you subhuman, you can't even buy stuff on YouTube at full price. You gotta pay more for HD on YouTube. Imagine getting it for free. Well, these evil people are clearly taking 720p big files, downloading them over a long period of time, then making lots and lots of copies so everybody can get them very quickly. It's terrible. It's downright evil. I don't know how we're gonna stop it, Billy.
We're all humans, right? Like, there's humans in North Korea, there's humans in Cuba, there's humans wearing MAGA hats, there's humans wearing multicolor fucking SJW Antifa bandanas, all right, covering their little fucking cherub-esque faces, their little baby faces with their Antifa flags that can go around throwing concrete milkshakes at Paul Joseph Watson. It's we're all fucking humans, and most of us are fucking stupid. All right, and we don't know we're stupid, and that makes us angry.
We usually know a whole lot about one thing. That's what it's usually about. We know a whole shit ton about one single thing. So most of the time, we're fucking morons. But when we're in our zone, we're good. That's why you have college. That's why you have people specializing in stuff. And I think some people forget that they're not. You might be good at two things. You might even be good at five things, possibly, but you can't just go out, walk into the world and act like you're the master of fucking everything. You're going to have to rely on somebody for something at some point.
And this
you're
going to
be flabbergasted when they do something fucked up.
And this is why we talk shit about people like Wild Bill. Because people like Wild Bill think their one thing they know about is other fucking people. Other people's opinions, the dissenting opinion. I know about the left. I know about the liberals. And goddammit, they want to take our guns away. And he's so fucking cocksure that there's this boogeyman enemy that wants to take his gun. Man, people just want to get through the fucking day without having their kids worry about getting shot at in school. And that's a problem.
I'm not trying to make guesses, Billy, but don't be mistaken. It doesn't seem to be like a left-wing versus right-wing thing on the gun issue. There's people on all sides that have opinions on it. I think they're all to be respected. I wish I had the answers. That's a complex thing to think about. How do you fix an issue like the gun issue? You try at least, but
what you do is you erase this boogeyman of they're going to take our guns. All right, you got to get rid of that fucking boogeyman.
Doesn't help.
You got it, because look, we don't want your fucking guns. Your guns ain't gonna do shit when they send the drones down with the fucking the toxins. They're gonna blow in your face, and you get this Ebola. You get fucking airborne Ebola from a drone squirt gun with a super soaker on the end, and your skin melts off, and you're like, oh shit, I thought my 9mm was gonna protect me.
If I'm gonna be a bit of an argumentative bitch, they probably could have done that since like the 60s. But that being said, you're not entirely wrong. That would be a really fucking bad thing to happen, and I don't think assault rifles would stop it. But there's other reasons. You know what I mean? If you focus on just one reason, it's bad. If you look at all the reasons, it just gets people into a horrible, mixed up argument to where nothing's understood. I think
yeah,
to have a
I mean, like, they
really good
even
gun discussion, you need two it's professionals, true, one moderator, and it to be cut to the point fast.
They wouldn't even need the whole
ain't solving shit.
They wouldn't even need the whole military to like stop like an armed revolution, because they can like launch a missile strike from like out in the ocean if they wanted to.
They could just cut off food supplies to right? areas.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Shut down roads.
Food, yeah, this probably have enough food stocked up that if they're consistently harassing us for the course of a month or a week or two, we'd probably fold like a deck of cards. So, yeah, that's a very real thing. But, I mean, people have taken over things before. Parks and all sorts of crazy shit.
We just need to get over the idea that guns are going to protect us from the government, and then get over the idea that guns are going to be taken away from us, because they don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck about your fucking guns. All right. This is the side the right should be on. Fuck protecting your home or whatever. Yeah, that's a great bonus point. Guns are fun. Going out and shooting guns and shooting cans and blowing up watermelons with a shotgun is fucking fun. That's reason enough for you to have your fucking gun. Go out and have fun with it. But then we have to come back to the fact that there are people who are mentally fucking ill that are getting away with shit because they're not kept in check. And we just want to make sure that there's a way to maybe watch these motherfuckers if they start buying
well,
shit.
Billy, you should want that. With or without the guns. So I think it's a good first step towards curing a lot of problems and not just the gun issue. So I agree.
Yeah.
That's just good all around.
Excuse me, Dusty's owner.
Yeah.
What does Dusty think of Jared Genesis?
Well, I was actually talking to Egghead earlier, and we realized that Dusty wouldn't even shit in Jared's room because it would actually make it cleaner.
Ouch!
That's nasty.
When bird shit.
He does have a very nasty room.
Dusty's cloaca wouldn't open up in that scenario.
Let's play Billy's favorite segment. Yeah.
Yo, safely.
Let's go find the stater. Put a bullet in this box. Okay.
Are you like me now?
I'm the only critter with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
All right, this is the first one. This is a previously unreleased Tupac track that no one's ever heard before.
Don't get your hopes up, guys. It's not.
This is an underground Tupac track that Tupac recorded.
Ben's lying.
Shortly before he died, that's previously unreleased.
This is
here
a whole lie. Oh, what's up, Snoop?
Yeah, see?
Oh, he's actually there.
I get to the actual song. I don't know why there's this dumb intro to it. Billy.
Well, it's
oh,
clearly
it's
clearly an expensive production.
Juicy James.
I ain't gonna lie, I got a 40 on this test. But DJ Do is here to put you to rest. I'm getting turned up on these stimulants. Caffeine, ecstasy, excited neural activity. Neurons can't handle this excess glory.
What do you think so far?
Slug bug yellow. I get to punch you now.
I hate it.
How Slugbug works.
It's wonderful. No, it's trash.
Gun cocks, pupils dilate, increased heart rate. Too much dopamine in this synapse. I got the best bars, man, such sick slaps. Hallucinogens distort perceptions. I'm feeling like I'm on an island. Inception. Morphine and heroin called opiates. Tranquilizers calling barbiturates. I'm getting real high from THC. I'm tripping on acid, LSD.
You only like this because you like drugs.
No,
this young man's outside.
I didn't listen long enough to get to this part, so I didn't know he was going to say that.
He's not a sweet boy.
Psychosexual stages, courtesy of Freud. If you get stuck in one, don't be paranoid, because outer, young, or not your back. Neo-Freudians are out to attack. Psychoanalysis.
No, why do we watch this shit?
All right.
Why do we watch this?
You know what? His
shit?
Friend probably doesn't even know he's in the video. He's like, will you dance for the camera? He's like, okay, I guess.
I guarantee you that motherfucker is going to rap next.
Let's see.
It doesn't come cheap, but ask Juicy J. My pockets are deep. Stop saying that you got a lot of money. You're so broke, you're on a ticking economy.
Biological rhythms that come in many ways.
You were right.
Annual cycle to 28 days. The circadian rhythm is every single day. If you have jet lag, you might have to pay. Sleep cycles, there's four of them. It takes 90 minutes for REM. Hypnagogia is a transition from awake to asleep.
So much.
Why is he talking about Michael Stipe's band?
He wasn't.
Oh. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Yeah, I really like the song they did about Andy Kaufman. R.E.M.'s a good band. I like R.E.M. I would much rather listen to them than this fuck ass. Deep.
Can't sleep? You might have insomnia. At least it's not deadly. Sleep apnea. 1 in 20 suffer from the condition.
Is this a diss track on me? I have insomnia and probably sleep apnea at my fattest state. Maybe still do. I don't know. I'm like a 50-50 now for snoring. I used to snore 100% at my 600 pound. But now I have, like, girls tell me I didn't snore, and then girls tell me I did, and I'm like, which one is it? Do I just snore more when I'm more comfortable? I don't know. I don't know what the difference is now. I do have a little bit of snore in me, but it's not every time. And it's not that bad of a snore. I used to be a sick fucking pig that was disgusting snores. But it's changed with my weight loss. So anybody who might be suffering from sleep apnea, I guarantee if you lose a little weight, you might get into a better state.
That hotel room with you, me, and Pimp Monk, the snoring.
This fuck. Yeah. Poor Barbara. Barbara, for you to see, was on the ground just stuck between a snore war.
Snore war.
That was bad. Log sawing extraordinaire.
Yeah.
It's rough. Let's see which fuckass is next.
If you're one of them, you might need a physician. You dream about money, manifest content. I never dream about it. It's latent content. Here's a good post-hypnotic suggestion. You have no money? Go take action.
Psychosexual stages, courtesy of Freud. If you get stuck in one, don't be paranoid, because outer, young, or not coming back. Neo-Freudians are out to attack. Psychoanalysis, it doesn't come cheap, but ask Juicy J. My pockets are deep. Yeah. Stop saying.
Psych students are all fucked up, by the way. Like, if you're a psych student, sorry. Like, I appreciate what you do, and I actually would probably love kicking it with you, but you're fucked up. Like, every person that gets into the psych study is fucked up. They get into it for a reason. They want to figure out why they're fucked up, and they usually become very prolific with being fucked up. I appreciate you getting into this world, but just know the only reason you do it is because you're fucked up.
Okay.
With your sweet boys and girls.
That you got a lot of money. You're so broke, you're on a token economy.
The humanistic perspective is widely accepted. Rogers and Maslow be getting on that mad flow, preaching genuineness, acceptance, and empathy.
I look like Bill Fridge with the curly hair but less fatty tissues. I got into psych because I got some daddy issues.
Promoting the idea of kindness and positivity. Humanists provide a kind of life coach. Inner capacity is the main approach. The hierarchy of needs is a necessity equation. In the end, we strive to self-actualization.
Do you think this is an assignment?
This
it
probably,
feels like school, yeah.
This probably is an assignment. I'm going to bet that like they weren't assigned to make a rap. They just chose to as part of their curriculum.
You know some teachers would assign a rap.
Worst.
You know.
I know. It's gross. I remember doing a fucking cringe rap when I was in school.
No!
Yeah, dude. I did one.
Do you remember it?
Oh,
no, you can't even remember the words to the songs you do now.
I know. It was like, it was Romeo and Juliet in my alternative education class. They're like, make a media, make some sort of media based on Romeo and Juliet. And I was like, I'm going to make a rap song. I'm going to make a rap song.
Oh, my God. And is there video of this?
No, that definitely
you liar.
Isn't.
You liar.
I promise you.
Man.
I promise you.
We're
going
to look up Billy's teacher.
There's not. It was bad, though.
Probably watches it once.
It was so cringe.
It's like, look at this video this kid made up. It's the funniest shit I have.
It was so bad. I was 15 or something at the time, and I was like, yeah, so I just make a rap now. It was probably, honestly, it was. I'm sure it was worse than this. I'm sure it was worse than this shit right here. And even if it wasn't worse than this, it's worse because it was me doing it.
Being optimistic and confident ain't too hard when you have unconditional positive regard. Self-concept answers, who am I for real? It combines the selves of actual.
Why do they leave in the parts where she just doesn't move her mouth?
Listening is
the first guy did the same thing.
Humanists help you find what makes you happy. The present and future are more important than the past. Foster growth for potential in a life that lasts.
Psychosexual stages, courtesy of Freud. If you get stuck in one, don't be paranoid, because outer, Jung, or I come back. Neo-Freudians are out to attack. Psychoanalysis, it doesn't come cheap, but ask Juicy J, my pockets are deep. Yes, stop saying that you got a lot of money. You're so broke, you're on a token economy. Humanistic.
I was waiting for this guy.
Here comes Juicy James.
Look at this neck.
Juicy here. James back on the track.
All right. What do you think? What do you think? How do you think he's going to do?
I think he's going to be absolutely terrible.
The treatment in the sea. Freud brings it true with the psychotherapy. Don't hesitate, man. Free associate. So Father Freud can help you procreate. Base God bought a nice whip. Just kidding. It was Base Nick.
All right, I'm done. I'm moving on to something
Thank
else.
Thank God.
Oh, well, he's getting nuked at least. That's nice.
Hello, everybody. My rap name is Bad A Money Money. Yeah. And I'm about to tell y'all how freaking awesome
That's
I am.
That's tight.
That's Bad tight, A dude. Money Money?
That's tight. That I like that. she gets bonus points right off the bat. No matter how bad this is, I'm going to give her like I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt right now. That was fucking great.
I'm a bad A mother in my bad A whip. Base up, windows down when I take a road trip. Straight protected from rays, UVA and B2. You can't argue that I'm pimping in my Subaru. Yeah, pimping.
Yep.
Solo dolo rolling down the streets of Minneapolis. I'm more harmful daily than how good for you an apple is. I see you looking.
She sounds like she's from Minnesota.
Oh, I'm more good for you than how good an apple is.
At me thinking, oh no, she didn't. Ain't nobody can touch me, going 5 over the limit. I've been behind the wheel since I passed my driver's ed test. My high school had a black kid, so I got some street cred. Yes, I'm known from me.
Okay.
What the fuck?
That made me laugh.
You know what the worst thing about this is? The worst fucking thing, as terrible as this is.
That was good.
As terrible as this is, if I met her like outside of a rap club and she started rapping this, I would humor her just to see if she would like, you know, give me her phone
street
number.
Cred, yes, I'm known
I'm sick
from
like
East
that.
Minnetonka all the way to uptown. Sometimes I run red lights when no one's around. Talk about an adrenaline rush. Woo! That ain't my money in a Subaru looking at me funny funny.
She actually got a group of people to do it with
her. Of course she fucking did. This is
it's like a better version of Cheesecake, basically.
All those people meet up at her woman's support group. They're all fucking beta ladies. That's a woman's support group right there.
I live like I ride. Yeah, I'm so hardcore. I don't call my mom every day anymore.
Love you.
If you haven't read a book, I'll spoil the plot. And I'll take bites of pizza even when it's too...
Hey, Franklin, you want to be in the video?
That's not Franklin, dude.
Yeah,
that is
That's
Franklin.
That's Francine.
Oh.
That's Francine, my dude.
No, I don't ain't assume. Afraid to use my shattered iPhone. Wait a week to play the message you left after the tone. You can see that I read your text and you wonder why I don't reply. I'll get back to you fools in my own time. Or not. I went to state school, didn't do my best. Got a Bachelor of Science, which is total BS. Now I'm a bad A waitress, making not that much. Maybe I should go to grad school.
Fuck. I hate it, and I like it. A Money Money is cringe. Good cringe. This is quality cringe.
Wouldn't it have been better to be a dollar dollar?
No, it's funny. A money, money. That's good. It's clever. It's stupid and clever.
Bridge, how come every time you come around my 35W bridge, wanna go down my 35W, wanna go down my 35W.
So I guess that's the freeway in the Minneapolis.
The bridge.
How come every time you come around?
I can kind of tell you're in love, actually, Billy.
I do think she's got some chutzpah. She got some charm. There's some charm here.
Are you saying she's Jewish?
No. She probably is, though. She probably is. Her parents looked...
Not even when Klein Boyd keys this song in.
Yeah, I would open for this girl.
I'll look both ways, then you better bet I'm gone. I'll wait till the beeping starts to be clicking my seatbelt on. Low ride up to my best friend's house. Take a minute, help her choose a blouse.
It's a little fancy.
A little fancy. Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, I'm not happy with it, but I'm not mad at it.
But I get who it is for, and they're doing good for them.
Yeah.
Drive by, fit more in the back than the law allows. I got my whole crew, everybody doing what they want to. We play through, we stay true, we pimping in my...
It is cringy, like this shit is...
It's cringe.
But it's meant to be.
Oh, yeah, no, it's cringy, but you can tell they're having fun doing it. They're not, like, unaware or stupid to it, right? Like, they gotta be at least minorly aware. It's like, this is silly shit, but we're having fun, and I guess they're probably getting paid a little bit of money, maybe.
And honestly...
That's all right. That's harmless.
As, like, unlistenable as this is to me, to my taste, she does kind of flip it a little bit. She does have a little bit of a flip there compared to the last people rapping.
Oh god,
yeah,
they were fucking, they were dog shit. She's got a bit of a flip.
Summertime blast in AC. I'm getting turned up on green tea. We Minnesota wild like hockey disc, Jackie Rocker Pop at the radio, KDWB. In the rain, out back in the sun.
She just showed her license plate.
All wheel drive in the snow, shorty number one.
Yeah, right there.
My hatchback holds a ton.
She's got an Obama sticker on. She's got an Obama bumper sticker.
Of course.
Envy of every lesbian. Sup, ladies? At first you think I'm hot, but then you have to back away because I only really shower like every third day.
I don't care. I like stink.
Don't know what to do with you. Riding dirty, bath time, pimping in my Subaru. Try to catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me riding dirty.
There you go, Billy. Drink it in. Drink it all in.
And sometimes when I'm sick,
you know the song they're referencing, right?
Of course.
Are you sure?
No, I don't know. Is she referencing Weird Al's White and Nerdy?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Okay, good.
Back at Target, I'll come across an oversized, poorly hung garment, and when it falls, I know it's wrong to leave it on the floor, but I pretend I didn't see it, and I walk out the store. Oh, that ain't money, money, in my Subaru, looking at me funny, funny.
Fucking hate this.
That ain't money, money.
And I like it, too.
Really?
I hate it.
Right,
I hate
now
it. And I like it. It's not. It's not good. But she's much better than, like, most cringe rap. She's impressive at points.
It helped that it wasn't recorded just on a laptop with no other equipment.
Well, she was flipping a little bit. She had some bars. She was flipping. Oh, God. Is this Jared Genesis room?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I already hear the audio quality degrading here.
I sleep with an anime pillow. And I drink too much Code Red. I have acne scars and ninja stars and a sword above my bed. I creep around.
It's a neckbeard rap. Look at him.
I would listen to the other girl over this 100 times.
Sure. It was a better song all around.
And then I creep around outside. I beat my meat all day and night. And I watch too much hentai. My family is disappointed. They tell me every day. I love My Little Pony, but I swear that I'm not gay. While you girls are out there being whores, I'm studying the blade. If the world ever ends...
He just pressed, like, the demo key on his Casio keyboard to get this beat.
I do like how he has the... Is that WWE bed sheets? WWF bed sheets?
Yes,
they are.
No mercy. It says no mercy.
You have a keen eye for quality content, Billy.
Yes, sir.
He's got a bag of Doritos.
I do like.
Would you like to have a sleepover at his place?
I like that the sheets aren't even like his bed sheets because they're not actually on the bed. I don't know if they're sheets. That might just be fabric he bought from the fabric store to lay over his bed like sheets. It's.
I have no doubt it's purely authentic.
I give him points for that.
But I'm gonna be okay. I respect every single woman. I'm a male feminist.
You know your shit when Baked Alaska might be a better rapper than you.
Wow.
You know your dog shit. And this guy is dog shit. Super funny guy here. He's super hilarious. This guy's really funny, guys.
Goofball.
You're probably intimidated.
Very smart.
My hygiene's not the best. I'm fat, I smell, and I'm balding. And my room's always a mess.
This is the Jared Genesis anthem. This is the Jared Genesis anthem.
Here's another rap. Kind of similar. I don't know why it says self-harm. I looked through this and I didn't see that at all.
Just another day in school is a price to pay. I ain't a cool kid, so I bet on what I have to say. Autism in college, 7 by 11.
Oh no.
It's my happiness rated day by day. What is there to say?
Is it self-harm because you're harming yourself by listening to this?
Don't know how I felt on the inside. Wonder why so much sorrow I ponder on. That's how my life is burrowed deep in strife. So much knife in my head as I fed under the socks. The other kids label me as dumb, but can you see the scars you've stapled into me?
It's autistic rap.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was some kind of like religious thing from some country I didn't know about.
No, it's some just that bad. Hymn. I can't even take it, so I'm going to play this instead.
I think I got the point after 10 seconds. Oh, they had a
kid. Is this if me and Repsion had a kid together?
Let's go. Okay, I'm just going to go to a studio right now. Okay, let's go. I haven't bought access to the studio, so I'm just going to hope no one's in there. And I'm just going to sneak my way in there and use it. Okay, let's go. Come on. There. We're gonna try to sneak in.
What is up with this? Are we gonna get to the music?
Brain, guys. Oh, and I forgot to mention.
Every song's an adventure.
Did that your way and I'll heal my soul. Yeah, hey, they all told me.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Apple a day keeps the doctor away. Don't wanna see him, no, not today. Apple a day keeps the doctor away. Don't wanna see him, man, not today. Pull my beam, shot him in the spleen. Hey, yeah.
How wrong with his voice?
Pull my beam, shot him
in He's got an auto tune on it.
Hey, hey, they all told me eating apple keeps the doctor away. And
he should turn it off.
Yeah. They all told me,
he's got a like a hamper basketball hoop on the back of his bedroom door.
Heal my soul.
So make it clear, I really don't like this person because the autotune is not helping.
Yeah. Okay, I got this girl named Gwen and this girl named Stacy. Who do I choose? Yeah, it getting hazy. Vision getting hazy because I'm sipping on my purple.
Maybe I don't hate him. Maybe hate's a strong word. But to say I'm not annoyed, at least,
Billy
would be
hates
a,
it.
You know.
Billy hates it.
I don't hate it.
You do.
I don't hate it. I hate the fact that we're wasting our lives listening to it. Like, we could be
I'm playing a video game in the background. You can continue to stare at this little guy all you want. Take a look at his cute t-shirt. I know you like it.
Time for
stupid commercials. Okay.
It is time for everyone's favorite segment. Well, actually, not everyone. Actually, nobody's. Stupid ads. Here we go. So, the first one that we have here is Chow Daddy. It's a PSA from the 80s, let's see.
Chow Daddy.
Oh, okay. Someone put their little plug in there.
Follow us. Follow us on Twitter.
Please.
I'm tired of candy.
Tired
of gum. Tired of hunger.
What did he say?
And food that's no fun. I'm tired of pretending.
Oh, damn, do the moonwalk.
Spaghetti. Skulonski's man, roaring ready at Rockstar.
So they banned Michael Jackson from all the schools in the area, and he just wore this costume to try and show up.
This is the sequel to Thriller.
Pizza, spaghetti, burger.
With Chow Daddy in your school cafeteria, it's the fun place to be for lunch.
Desserts.
Hold up. We don't know what the fuck it is.
It's like a school lunch thing. I don't know.
So all it's selling us is some weird werewolf pedo running around telling the kids, don't eat gum. Don't eat gum.
Man, he ambushed those kids real fucking fast, too. That's kind of scary.
That was the worst commercial I've ever seen.
It was kind of scary.
It had no pertinent relation to anything, selling us anything other than, hey, I'm a moonwalking werewolf. I'm a moonwalking werewolf. Y'all need Chow Daddy in your school. What the fuck was it? It has no explanation. They didn't show any food. They didn't show any reason why the system works.
It comes when I call. He
takes what? 666-6666?
He takes me to the theater.
I love the theater.
He takes me to the airport. Now that's huge. Sometimes.
This must have been like pre-Uber.
Yeah, this is pre-Uber. This is fucking Sex in the City ass knockoff with a number that is actually 666-6666.
Yeah.
You know how many Christians would not call that number no matter how dire need of a ride they were in?
Yeah.
To get this great service, just dial 666-6666 and he'll be there for you too.
Hi, I'm Mel.
Carmel.
Holy shit, holy shit. The guy that does food reviews? You know the report of the week guy that does the food reviews in the suit? The young looking dude that eats the fucking fast food and chews it like a turtle? He's like,
this Taco Bell is...
I'm picking up hints of cherry.
He fucking works for Carmel. That guy in the front seat is his dad.
66.
So that was that.
What the fuck?
Oh, dude, this should have been in Cringe Rap. I put this in the wrong place. Well, kind of. We'll see. America, it's the 1980s LA Lakers.
I'm gonna be real with you.
They're tall.
This shit makes me so fucking hard.
Really?
Oh, I love when sports
7 foot tall basketball players.
Do 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 do.
That
do,
makes
do,
you hard.
Do, 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 do. No, I love when sports stars rap.
And we're here to say they did it.
Of course they did. Of course they fucking did. This is the most cliche.
Well, they gotta be there to say something.
It's kind of like the Super Bowl shuffle.
Oh yeah, because like. I can forgive sports stars when they rap bad because they're all getting paid ridiculous amounts of money to do what they love, play a fucking game. And now they get to do what they don't even fucking care about is rap. Like when Bill Walton comes on the screen and is like, by the way, I'm a cool guy and I'm going to go give it a try. So if you like to play with my butthole, come on down and do the Lakers shuffle. It's so fucking stupid and bad.
Of the team. I don't need drugs, I got a higher thing. My sky hook makes the team look good, but there's a hook we gotta shake from the neighborhood.
You don't like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's rap?
I love it.
You do?
Fucking love it.
You love it.
I love it.
You know, he was trained.
I wasn't even bad.
He was trained in martial arts by Bruce Lee.
So was Sharon Tate. Didn't save her life.
A seven foot, what, like two?
7 foot 2, 7 foot 3.
Yeah.
The scene he was in the movie with.
Game of Death.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing.
My name is Weston on the court. I'm rough. Out here on the street. We all gotta get tough. Say no to drugs. Call the drug man's brother. Call me.
I guarantee you some of these guys did drugs.
Give my team my best. When you really care, you can do no less. But the game of life is more serious. Cause drugs make losers of all of us.
My name is Mike, but they call me Cool. My main hangout is up around the hoop. We play hard, but we still play smart. We never let drugs tear us apart.
I'm AC Green with the word. You can't win the game with your vision blurred. Train your child the way to go. And when the drug man's
Magic Johnson in this?
He'll say no.
I hope.
I haven't seen
it. I hope, dude.
This must have been before he played.
Could it have been?
Oh, no, there he is right there in the red. Okay. That's Magic Johnson right there.
Little baby Magic.
Yep.
Pre-AIDS Magic.
Just say no to drugs.
Yeah.
Just say no to drugs.
This was the day after he got it.
You don't want AIDS.
Just say no to drugs. Just say no.
He You know how hard it is to get AIDS through vaginal intercourse?
With the jump shot,
that's
like
a weird start to a porn.
I did, being on top in the tops in reach of every man. If drugs aren't in his master plan,
I'm Kurt Rambis, they call me Superman. And I'm known to give a helping hand. Now there's a rival out there on the streets. We all got to work together to be.
We're the top, but with no relation. And we stand together for a drug-free nation. Here's words which we slam down.
I can make a man without that jump.
Woo! Dude, smooth.
All right.
That was fucking money. I'm loving this.
You need to collab with that dude.
For real. Yeah, honestly, this is the type of shit that this is the cringe rap that I love.
Why do you love that?
It's so wholesome. It's sports stars getting together.
Tell
doing
kids
some,
not to do drugs.
Oh, it's so cute. It's so cute.
Yeah, there's nothing inherently evil about it. It's not like they're trying to promote camels or anything.
Like, they're not even like that bad. Like, even that fucking old white dad, he wasn't that bad. Like, some of them get really fucking awful. This one's
the
like Wrestle minimal.
Rock Rumble.
Oh, it's so bad. And I know I'm in for some good shit because these are people that people respect in like their playing field. Like, that, like these are some of the best of the best. When
oh,
it comes
yeah,
to,
yeah.
To
some
the
of these guys,
NBA?
Yes. Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah.
And, multiple and, championships.
And they're putting themselves out there in a fucking cringe way. And these guys are pulling it off. They're not that bad. But, like, the Super Bowl shuffle, oh, so bad. I love it.
That's what I'm passing you. Be like us. Ooh. Be right, moves, say no.
He's like Barry White.
Yeah.
Say no.
Oh, now they got the little kids.
Just say no to drugs.
Why does it look like Kareem isn't actually there with everybody
else? He probably actually isn't.
Or is it that he's just way taller than everybody?
He might be way taller.
So this is the only shot they can get where his head is in it?
I wouldn't be surprised if he couldn't make it that day. He was probably out doing some better shit.
Dude, he was in Airplane. Do you remember that movie, Airplane? Yeah. He's one of the pilots.
Just say no to drugs.
Maybe he's over there on the side.
Just say no to drugs.
Just say no to drugs. Against the junk, I give my mind a chance. So let's cut the crack man's money back and tell him to hit the road. Just say no to drugs.
Oh, here's Magic.
I'm Magic, man. Gotta play the right way to keep it moving up. It seems that life costs more each day, but drugs are the price I can't afford to pay.
That seemed a little show toony, if you ask me.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
I thought I saw some jazz hands there for a second.
There was definitely jazz hands.
Yeah. So
he practiced.
I'm not saying Magic Johnson got AIDS.
Did he go to bathhouses?
I don't know.
Just say no to drugs.
Just say no to drugs.
That shot of Kareem, he's always like off on his own, dude.
That kid with the pigtails and the pink shirt, Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
Just say no to drugs. My name is Pat, coach of the team.
Oh, God, you know this is going to be the worst part. He's the coach.
I'm the one white guy on this thing.
Pat Riley.
That's
Pat Riley?
Yeah,
okay.
That's Pat Riley.
Oh, man.
He just said, my name is Pat, the coach of the team, and he was the coach of the Lakers at this point.
Really do the thing, so I'm here to tell you the best play of all. Say no to drugs, because life is ball.
Oh, damn.
They got it.
Bow.
It's probably just an editing error they left in because they couldn't. The editor's like, fuck it. It's finished. Screw it.
Just say no to drugs.
Woo! I love that voice. I thought they were going to spin that baby on their finger like a basketball. I was like, holy shit.
They're about to all spin egg tits on their finger.
Like a Harlem Globetrotter.
Yep. Oh, shit. Where did I come up with that from?
I don't know.
We gathered you here.
I'm unfamiliar with that phrase.
Oh, damn. There's a mosh pit breaking out.
Yeah.
No, I think this is when they won the championship back in the day.
Say no to drugs.
Don't throw glass.
Don't throw glass.
Don't throw glass. Feel free to read some of them Streamlabs. Yumbo Fridge. Yumbo Fridge.
Do 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 do.
You should be. This should be ready by now.
Should be. Thanks for making my job feel a little shorter. You're still sweet boys and beautiful birds. I didn't know Ricky Berwick was a flat earther.
Yeah.
And then he just looked like Ricky Berwick. God, I don't think that one would fall that flat. Leave it to Hellbent to explain the funny away. LOL.
So you're blaming Hellbent for ruining your joke?
I didn't think it was ruined. I thought we laughed at Ricky Berwick.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fine comment.
I'm pretty good at ruining jokes.
No, you're a sweet boy. And then the last one's from this jai unprofessional dork. He's the guy that owes Honest Red money. Oh. That one was already read, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we got.
Okay, let's do a little bit of the Q&A segment. We are going to focus on the fan chat that's actually on the stream here. I'm looking at it now.
Don't ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Don't throw glass.
Red Honest Pay. Red Honest Pay.
Would you rather drown in honey or peanut butter?
God, drowning is horrible.
Drown than honey because yeah, I guess honey more quickly in honey.
I think you could probably see a little bit through honey too. So as you're dying, you could look up and see if someone was going to save you.
It'd be hard to drown in peanut butter.
It'll burn like hell. Like your eyeballs are going to be stinging. It's going to hurt. But you know, like peanut butter, you're probably just going to like. I mean, depending on how thick it is, if they throw you off like a 40-foot ledge in that peanut butter, it's just going to break your back. You're not going to drown. You're just going to bounce off it.
How have you been lately, Mr. Sweet Boy Billy?
Dude, did you know Tommy from the Bronx wants to beat the shit out of G-Time Johnny?
Yeah.
That's someone that, like, most people would not want to get into a fight with.
I've been good. I went on that fishing trip with my family, but my back went out right before it, and I was in so much pain the entire time. But I still caught hella fish and stood up for like 9 hours on a boat without puking. That was good. Someone asked, when's the last time I ate a watermelon, a whole ass watermelon? The last time I ate a whole watermelon, I was training for the Top Pot Donut Eating Championship in 2009. And I ate an entire watermelon the day before the Donut Eating Championship to try and stretch my stomach out. The only problem was I didn't pass the watermelon by the time I went to the championship. So I ate a bunch of donuts. I won against 5 teams of 2 people each by myself. But I had a whole watermelon in my stomach. So I immediately went home sick. And the donuts I ate pushed the rest the watermelon out of me, and it came out looking like literal chunks of watermelon, like someone had diced up watermelon.
Someone said, Ben, why do you brainwash us? I just want to create drama and sycophants for all of you to defend me so that I can get rich and get more views from all the drama that I cause. And you are all brainwashed.
Really noble goal.
I mean, come on. Who can blame me? I created a toxic drama community that I have full of sycophants to do my bidding as I would like.
How can you inflict the most amount of pain on someone without them dying? Make them love you and then hold that love over their head for the rest of their life.
Someone tweeted at G-Time Johnny, said you kicked it so hard it audibly yelped. It's not an exaggeration. It's what happened. If you can't see that, you don't deserve to have that dog. You want to hear G-Time Johnny's reply? This is G-Time Johnny's reply. Dear Catholic on steroids casting word magic at me. She yelped like when you walk around the corner and somebody scares you and you shriek. Speak flat earthers, speak, keep killing me in your mind. That's from G-Time Johnny. Who's my next mentally ill victim? I don't know.
It might be me. You can't make me watch those cringe
could
raps.
Could be Billy.
I could snap.
How about Boogie?
Boogie. He's a sweet boy.
Is Boogie mentally ill?
I mean, he's definitely.
So, like, anyone who made a video making fun of Boogie is making fun of mentally ill people, right?
I mean, he definitely. Yes.
Okay.
For one, you don't You'll get to be 600 pounds that. Without having some sort of mental accompaniment with it. And I could say that because I'm 600 fucking pounds at one point. You just don't get to be that fucking big without having some sort of psychological issue that you're dealing with by feeding. But beyond that, he has got way more issues than I did when I was at 600 pounds because he dealt with a lot of his shit as a young boy. Differently, had PTSD and shit like that. I never had PTSD. I've been dealing with like severe anxiety my entire life, not knowing about it. But I would usually just sedate myself through food to get through it. But it's whatever. We all have our fucking problems. What we don't all do is go out and put shit out on the internet worthy of ridicule.
Right.
Just because somebody has 100 views or 100,000.
Or worthy of laughing at. Like,
yeah.
I laugh. I'm not laughing at Gail. I'm laughing at the shit Gail is doing. Like, her creation, what she's created in her mind. That is entertaining to me. Her stories and this like sci-fi, this mixture of like this science fiction with Christianity, with the real world, with politics and Hollywood and all that shit. I enjoy listening to that. I even cringily enjoyed watching her her movie. Like, I watched that and I was like, yeah, I mean, like, it kept me on the edge of my seat. I'll say that much. Does anyone actually enjoy being alive? Yeah. I mean, there's
being
moments.
Being alive is pretty cool, pretty good. I don't like it, and nobody would change that. I'd like to keep my alive status for a little longer.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that being alive is it's a gift, and sometimes gifts suck.
People always bring up Gail, though, when they try to like virtue signal that kind of shit. They always bring up Gail. It's like nothing. Gail's fine. We're not messing with her. I just enjoy.
I think there's a misconception that like observing something and laughing at it is mocking it because you have an audience. And there could be some truth to that if you like ordered people out to do stuff like that. But if you didn't, you think the rest of their internet will leave it alone? No, it's just something that gets noticed and mocked at. It's kind of hard to control information.
I don't. Okay. There is stuff that we mock. There is stuff that we mock, but Gail is not one of them. Gail creates this weird, like, fantasy world in her mind. She, you know, kind. I can tell sometimes she kind of can tell that it's a little out there, but she does it anyway.
If somebody is putting out content to the internet, it's not above commentary.
Right, but I'm just trying to explain a few ones. There are the people we actually mock, the people who say the really fucking like crazy shit. Like
I've got massive shit just for picking up the job on that Planet Dolan deal. It's like 10,000 dislikes, like ridiculous amount of people like tons of them talking shit on you, and I just told it and moved on. But the thing is, I wasn't doing anything wrong. All I was doing was, you know, filling shoes bigger than mine, right? So yeah. I could come away from that and be like, well, they hate me, they hate this, but I'm not going to stop. And I wasn't doing anything wrong. But if somebody's doing something fucked up, yeah, that's a little bit different. Like, infamy can be a good thing if you're doing little voiceovers, but if you're putting out fucked up opinions out there, yeah, people are going to pick those the fucking shreds. I think that's why YouTube's trying to get rid of the reply system, aren't they? They don't want you to reply to each other anymore through these videos, do they?
You used to be able to do response videos that would like
those
link.
Were good. That was a good system.
Well, people were these women with big boobs were using them to like.
I like the
get
women with
clicks.
Big boobs. You could let the woman with the big boob in and give people like three useful videos and one thumbnail of a titty, just to put sprinkles on it.
Just put sprinkles on it.
Read Streamlabs, Bill Fridge.
Show your viewers since you love them.
We've gotten one Streamlabs since I last read Streamlabs, and it was, can you play the Rape of Brent Spiner trailer? We've done that.
I mean, I've played it so
We've
many
done that
times.
So many times. Literally, like,
I mean,
last
I can
month.
If you really want me to. I mean, I've played it a lot. All right, one in the chat. If you want me to play it, two. If you don't want me to play it,
and fill all of our holes.
I'll also
says,
let you know that I find Gail to be utter torment to listen to. So you know, if you vote yes for Gail, you're a fucking monster.
Phil Oliver Holes asks, how so many which of one your was opinions it? Yes.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Shut up. What, one or two? One or two? What, sorry,
one for
sorry.
Gail.
One for Gail, two for not, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I believe in laws and rules. What
Phil
were you saying,
Oliver
Billy?
Holes said, how many of your opinions are legitimate, Billy? How many are just kayfabe? A lot of times I will bring up a contrasting opinion to try and get a discussion going. And the honest answer to that is I don't really have strong opinions on a lot of things like that I would hold my fucking like my shit to. I just want to have the conversation.
So I'd say the
that,
twos
that comes,
have it.
And
we're not going
about
to.
It.
Well, I mean, Billy, how often do you run across an issue to where, you know, one side's 100% right? It's pretty rare, and it's usually the case of somebody being, like, an actual fucking monster, right? I mean, not 100% of the time, but enough of the time. So, yeah you want a contrasting opinion, or else it's just going to be two guys going, yeah, I think that's bad. Yeah, that's bad, too. I agree. Wow, we're so fucking smart.
Yeah, sometimes
it's real fun to listen to.
Sometimes it brings about a great discussion. And sometimes something I am leaning towards the side of, I get my mind changed on, and I'm not afraid of asking stupid questions because maybe we'll get a smart answer out of it, right? When we're on Drunken Peasants for 3 hours a day, four days a week, 3 days a week, sometimes four, you know, I will throw stuff out there and hopefully it leads to a discussion that people laugh at or think about. And sometimes I do say some shit that is ridiculous, and I know it's ridiculous, but it's either laughed at, moved on, or it's ignored and moved on, or it actually brings up a discussion that people are interested in, and it fills that need for entertainment. So you'd have to ask me specifically if I'm bullshitting about something or not, but even when I am bullshitting about something, it's with the explicit intent of talking about it in a serious and or funny fucking manner. Either way, it's for the entertainment and drive of the show. So yeah, if it annoys Ben, it's usually a shorter bit. We just move on. But if it intrigues Ben to have a conversation with me, sometimes we've had some great fucking conversations off of something that I said that was a stupid throwaway thing, and we keep talking, and it feels the need for a discussion.
Well, Billy, so, I like a nice fight once in a while. It's tough to keep people together in any kind of situation where they have constant arguments. Usually they end up getting all bitchy and like run away, and that's always disappointing. So yeah, keep making really uncomfortable opinions.
I don't
support them. But I support
well,
you.
You don't have to support
them.
Like, most of the time, I don't even support them, right? I'm just starting a conversation saying some crazy shit. And sometimes it's crazy shit that I do have an opinion on, but I say it in a way that's so crazy that it brings out the passion in somebody to respond with. And I like that. Snarfest, what are your Myers-Briggs personality types? Do you know yours, Ben?
I used to. I know I'm an extrovert.
I'm a ENTP. Do you know what you are, Hellbent?
Oh, like I've been to doctors and stuff, so you know what? Probably best I bow out on this one.
Okay. Egghead says, Billy, what are your thoughts on the Disney-Sony Spider-Man debacle? I think.
Oh my God, are you still going on about that?
I think that.
Not Spider-Man, no.
My Spider-Man. I think that you know Marvel has more characters.
Man.
More characters to work with right now than ever, and I still think that Sony's going to bend and Spider-Man will come back because Marvel prints money, and Sony
just
doesn't want to give
story.
Up.
You got enough fucking characters already. How many Avengers do they got?
But Marvel loves Spider-Man. You know, they could give Tom Holland his own Spider-Man show
Spider-Man
on Disney Plus.
Time.
If they wanted to give Tom Holland a Spider-Man series on Disney Plus, they could. Because Sony only owns the movie rights, right? Marvel still owns
correct.
The television rights. So you could Marvel could be like, you know what? Finish your movies with Sony, then come to us, and we'll bring you home. There's a lot they could do here. Whether or not they do it, who knows, they have enough fucking characters with the X-Men and Fantastic Four coming in to keep them busy for quite a while. I hope that Spider-Man stays in the universe because I'm a fan of Spider-Man and I'm a fan of Marvel, but I just, it doesn't really fucking matter at the end of the day. Everybody really complains.
They just want to keep making Sony. The PlayStation game. They want to put out
the PlayStation game was fantastic. That's better than any of the movies.
That's probably why they want the license more than anything else.
Yeah, they probably made a fuck ton off. Also, they bought the developer recently. The developer that made that Spider-Man game, they got snatched up by Sony. So Sony takes Spider-Man away from Marvel. They buy up the studio that made that hit fucking Spider-Man PlayStation only game. PlayStation's made more money than their movie studios for quite some time, and they're getting balls deep in that PlayStation 5 shit coming up.
I remember seeing it. I think
they'd
PAX
be stupid
year.
To let it go for cheap. They'd be real smart to be like, nah, we want like fucking a fuck ton of money. Bring out the fucking truck. That's smart. And I want to play the new Spider-Man game. Frankly, it had a better story than any of the movies did, except for maybe like the first or second one.
Dude, I thought that the fucking the Tom Holland Spider-Man films were great.
I'm not saying the new ones are bad necessarily. It's just like
I thought they were
the same
great.
Goddamn character.
I mean.
Billy likes The Last Jedi.
Oh.
Yeah. He thinks it's one of the better Star Wars movies.
No, I think
you
that...
really are fucking stupid, aren't you?
No, I'm super smart. I think that everybody's judging
just
it.
Just buy whatever, you know what I mean? That just like just
everybody's
in front of it.
Everybody's
just, like,
judging it. Everybody's judging it as a standalone film.
The cinematography, the lighting, the history.
He likes the blue titty milk.
Yeah, it's green in this one though, right?
Green.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like a callback to the Luke Skywalker turn into a dejected hobo piece of trash. That was a really good character arc.
He needed to because we needed.
Oh God, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Go ahead, because this is great. Don't hold back, Hellbent. Tell him what you think.
Luke Skywalker was a character and an inspiration to many children who are now adults and probably could use a little fucking pep in their fucking step to take a character that beloved. And drag him through the mud is kind of like if your intent was to like make a bunch of people angry, that's actually well, good success. But if your intent was good writing, there's other methods you could have done that would have made everybody happy. But okay. You know, fuck making everybody happy. Make
you know,
yourself happy.
You know what? If the next movie comes out and it doesn't deliver what I think it's going to deliver, then I will agree with you. This movie fucked up. But I feel like they sacrificed Luke's legacy for a reason. Everything in this trilogy. If you look at the prequels, it was about the balance going to the dark side at the end. If you look at the original trilogy, it was about the balance going to the light side at the end. And this trilogy is going to settle the fucking score by having actual balance amongst the Force and bringing the Force back to the people. And we had to have Luke Skywalker, the winner of the fucking light side in that original trilogy. We had to see him lose faith in the rebellion in the light side. He had to lose faith because that had to plant the seeds to show that the light side and the dark side are not right or wrong. They are sides of the Force that have been used for gain in a religious zealot form of taking what should belong to everybody, the Force.
So is space magic bad?
Not space magic bad. Taking the space magic away from the people is bad. Making it go to the light side or the dark side is hoarding something special, something beautiful that should be in all of us. It's hoarding it away from us and making it a myth. It's hiding it from the public. It's taking what makes us as a race, a planetary being special, and it's taking it away. That's very greedy for the Jedi to master the Force and hoard it and make it almost like a myth where you see Obi-Wan Kenobi and you see it only given to the special chosen few. The same things happen to the dark side. It's only given to the Sith. And really, we all have the capacity to wield the Force and make our lives better. We have more than enough within us.
So there ain't no midichlorians to go around is what you're telling me.
There's more than enough midichlorians, all right? There's more than enough to go around. And I believe that the Force was hoarded by the light side and the dark side, and in this third film, all the seeds are planted in The Last Jedi to have the Force come back to the people, and True Balance of the Force will end the trilogy because the light side, the dark side will all come into a gray, and we'll see a more natural Force amongst the people. At the very end of The Last Jedi, when we saw that little farmhand pick up the broom, it wasn't about him being the next fucking Skywalker. It was about the power going back to the people.
I think you're wrong.
I mean, I could be wrong, but they literally put all the breadcrumbs in this film to show us from the very opening when Finn leaves the dark side for the light side, because he's like, this dark side thing, you know, it's terrible. I don't feel right doing what I'm doing. He goes to the light side. He gets to the light side, and then he realizes over there, you know, something still ain't right here. He's on the damn the casino planet, the rich people planet, and he's seeing that they're making money off of the dark side and the light side, pitting the people against each other. The military industrial complex is the villain. The dark side and the light side are the villains. We're taking away from the people. I mean,
it's just the Star Wars.
This is an abundant resource.
The Force is an abundant resource. I saw people going, pshaw, pshaw.
And
I'm a good guy.
And our Luke Skywalker had to give away. He had to give up on the light side, dark side battle. We had to see him give up because he caught on before everybody else did. He knew that it was futility and it was a waste, and that the Force was being hoarded, and it wasn't something magical that he was there to protect. It was something that fucking destroyed his family because he tried to have it all to himself, and he went and took his nephew out.
I think he's overanalyzing.
I could be, but they have all
up a lot more. Maybe I'm just like super stupid.
They have all the breadcrumbs there.
They had blown away.
DJ, Benicio del Toro's character, come in and tell Finn straight up, live free, don't join. He's that guy that we think is the grifter. We think he's turning on the light side. We think he's turning on the dark side. We don't know what side he's playing. He's playing the free spirit. He is the guy in the middle, and he was very important for Finn to meet, because Finn was the guy that bounced from the dark side to the light side.
When they crashed that spaceship and that other spaceship, that was fucking hilarious. They should have been doing that the whole time.
All I'm saying is, if we see the next film and everything I claimed happens in the next film, then this film was brilliant. All right.
Then I owe you a Coca-Cola.
If none of this happens, then we will talk whether or not the fucking Last Jedi was good after the third one came out.
Humility.
We didn't have the internet to bitch and moan about The Empire Strikes Back when it came out, but what we did have was like trade magazines about science fiction, and so many people wrote in complaining about The Empire Strikes Back in the mid '80s to their sci-fi magazines. So many people, wow, wow, wow. How dare there's just no way Darth Vader is the father.
Even if that's true, that has nothing to do with whether or not this is a good movie or not.
But
I got an idea for the next movie. Make it 3 hours long like Avengers, right? But then have a space battle with the bomb on it that's up for 5 minutes. So you know you can get up and take a piss while the fucking laser light show goes on. Then you can come back.
Dude is really comparing Empire to TLG. I 100% am when it comes to fan backlash complaining about something.
Which is irrelevant to the argument.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're just saying, oh, the fans were wrong about the movie that everyone now agrees is the best one. So therefore, because that happened before, that means they're wrong about this one now.
I'm not saying they're wrong.
Make people not enjoy products I don't like.
Right.
I'm saying wait and see how time treats the Last Jedi. All right, we're not waiting to see the entire product. This is the midpoint in a trilogy that's at the cap end of two other trilogies. One that was the most beloved piece of cinema fucking history.
Pretty watchable, but come on, like the whole thing.
Everybody's
still watch Rocky.
Everybody's
like Rocky.
Everybody's mad at The Last Jedi,
like,
and I think everybody needs to wait and see the next
one. Oh, the next
Rock?
Well, isn't he making a new Rambo?
Yeah.
The Rocky right now is the Creed series, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there will be another Creed series. I don't think Stallone will be a part of it. He said on the last Creed,
but it is pretty cool that they're making another Rambo. I don't mind that one being redone because there's lots of things you can do with that. You know,
we should
it, you know what it was.
We should get going over to Twitch.
to the Twitch.
We're going
Twitch.
To go to Twitch. We'll be live there in a few minutes. Twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. Everybody go there now. I'm just going to link everybody in the chat really quick just to get everyone over there. So
get on.
Let's see here.
Get on.
I got a little dog in my lap, too. That makes things a little more difficult.
Food is for fat people.
I don't kick dogs. I let them sit in my lap.
I don't kick dogs. I lick dogs.
I don't know, Ben. Pretty sure you're still a monster of some variety. I'll judge you later, though. After I pick apart this show, I just need to take it to Adobe here and start clipping.
Ben, do you want to apologize?
For doing what?
All the terrible shit you've done to the world
in
over the
history?
Last three millenniums?
Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry.
Crying.
You know what else I did? I forced Boogie to lie.
Damn it, Ben.
I was like, hey, Boogie, why don't you try to buy a Tesla and then give the money back later on?
Hey, Boogie.
How about that,
hey,
motherfucker?
Boogie, why did you tell everybody you bought a Tesla when all you did was put a down payment on a Tesla? Okay. And everybody's like, hey, Boogie, how come you lied about your friend in the army dying? How come you lied about that? And he's like, well, here's what happened. Someone told me he died, so I went on believing he died. And then I found out he didn't die. So the outcome of that was that someone I thought was dead actually was alive. Like, that's pretty relieving. That's a good thing. But why didn't you
like
double check?
The outcome of that is to worry for people, but don't get too emotionally attached to things they say.
Why didn't you double
check
that your friend died when somebody told you he died? Well, why do you always double check when some acquaintance of yours dies? Like, you hear about it, you're like, oh fuck, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. And then you move along. And then sometimes you think about that person. That person comes up in conversation. And because someone told you they died, you believe they're fucking dead. And then because you have a platform that someone can cross-check and say, this guy never died, you now, someone's alive that you thought was dead? Oh, no, you're a manipulator, dude. Fuck. What a shitty...
I'll say it's smarter to keep personal affairs personal, but on the same...
That's
end,
what
yeah.
I say.
You know, people make mistakes. You can give folks a break once in a while, but, well...
All right, we're going over to the post show. We'll see you guys there. Just go there. Don't resist.
Go there now.
Don't resist.
Go there. Don't resist. Just do it anyways. If you don't feel like doing it, do it and just change your future.
Check
future
out Hellbent.
Your hands right now.
All right. See you guys there.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.